Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass.
If you fucking call me back this time, then don't call me ever again.
Hello?
The Todd Glass Show launches August 12th.
Todd.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Hey, it's Zach.
Is that Zach?
No, it's Zach. Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote.
The volume on this music.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
Hello?
Todd Glass.
Hello?
Ryan Regan.
Hello?
Again.
Hello?
Sir, shut the fuck up.
You don't want me to do the podcast. Just,
hello?
I don't know. Let me know that. Do you want me to beg?
Who is that?
Is that the way you work?
Who's there? Anybody home? Hello?
Sir, who do you fucking think you're talking to? You're just randomly...
From the beautiful Los Angeles...
Oh my God, is that a real drum roll? No, sir.
High atop Black Horse Motors... It's the Todd Glass Show.
God.
I am on fire. Right out of the bat, I'm funny. Oh, God. I feel great. I feel good. Everybody, I just want to take time. Hey, 125,000 downloads last week. Not bad. Thank you. Hold on there, Chris. I just want to take the time, as I do every week, to say hello. I know that Chad is painting houses right now as he listens to the show. We're with you, Chad. There you go. Just wanted to say hi right now, Chad. You know what would be funny if he was painting a house? He fell off a ladder. He got so excited. I guess it's wrong that I think that that's how excited people get when I mention their names. Like, that's what I think. People are like, ah!
What's wrong, honey? Todd Glass just mentioned my fucking name!
All right, Chad. But it is fun, isn't it? I mean, you know, my voice comes out of my mouth right into the mic, goes through some wires, and you're hearing, Chad, paint those houses. All right, so that's fun. And people are listening, and let me tell you something. I know. The good tweets never go unappreciated. People can write things that go, okay, we're connecting, everything's good. So they don't fall on deaf ears, as they say. Somebody sent in some nice Tom Jones. This is them. They sent it in. I like it.
Love is like candy on a shade.
I mean, it's no Lynn Shore, but...
You want to taste and I have your say.
Is it wrong if I said for $1 million, what's this person's ethnicity?
Things out there for you.
No. I'm not
That's
guessing.
What I, want
I actually like this.
We always told repeatedly.
It's very soothing.
The very best in life is free.
Would you get a massage if a girl knew this song, let's say, and you're getting, you know, you were, and then she sang the song as she gave you the massage?
Absolutely. I'd pay more.
She had a headset on.
Especially if she sounded like that.
Oh, you wanted her to sound like a guy?
Yes.
That's weird. This guy here can get out of here with his rhetoric. Don't be breathing it down my throat or whatever. Okay, fade this out. I like it. All right, fade it out, Chris. Chris, first of all, hello. I said hi to everybody. Right now, Paul Tompkins is our guest. Lynn Shore is sitting across from me. He's out of rehab.
I'm back.
You look good.
I think I'm a little calmer.
You look great. We got some good stuff for you today. Oh, wait, speaking... And Blake Wexler's over here.
Hello.
We got a guy who... Hold on. I learned that pauses are okay. So we got a... Somebody wrote a nice... Well, I feel bad. They're frustrated because they saw the tweet we took last week and we turned it into a song.
Oh,
Lynn.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
That was nice.
I feel bad. This person wrote, I enjoy the Todd Glass Show, but I can't muster up a tweet that is worthy to be put to music.
Oh, did he say meister or muster? Did he say muster?
I probably read it wrong. He said it right.
I hope he said... Yeah, because...
He said muster, meister. Yeah. You know, in a weird way, I feel like that could be a song.
This one's for Blabbermouth.
I enjoy the Todd Glass.
you can.
No, I can't muster a tree. Would it be set to music?
Oh, how? Oh, well. This is going to be the craze across the nation. People wanting their... I like that one.
I had fun making that one.
Were you on drugs when you made it?
I enjoyed Todd Glass Show.
Ooh, it's even better live.
Yeah, it is better.
Can
you put
Todd
some reverb
Glass
in there?
Show. I
Can you say Chad's
Todd
painting
Glass
houses?
Show.
Give him some...
Chad is out painting houses. Mm-hmm. Chad is out painting houses.
All right, let me go through some other stuff real quick, and then Lynn's going to help us out with something. But let me rip through some stuff here. I still can do number 8. I still want to do that later. I love doing this. I don't get tired of this bit. We'll do this with Paul when he gets here, but this is the guy that does it. It's not the right music to throw, you know. 150 children were killed in a school bus accident. We'll talk about it when we come back.
WCAU FM.
No. Not faded out. Not right for that.
It doesn't feel right.
We'll do that with Paul. That's a little tease, as they say. Mm. Now, it's I don't know how many weeks it's been since Jen Kirkman was in here. Still no muffins have been delivered to those people that... where did she say someone was helping her?
Were they valet people?
Yeah, no, it was like a mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic. She probably went in there with her breasts...
She can't help herself.
...perked up. Oh, she goes, I don't know why they didn't charge me. She went in there all sexed up. Matter of fact, knowing Jen Kirkman, and I do... She goes, oh, I got a tire. It needs to be fixed. She put on the hoariest outfit she could find. Does this sound like I'm...
I think I know where you're going, and I agree so far.
And walked in there. Could you boys help a little lady get her... It's like your mom. Blake's mom does that. Well, she goes into situations where they're going to give her something anyway, and she acts like she's sexing it up because it makes her feel better. She'll be like, is there any way I could get some ice water?
Oh, it's free, miss. It's free. You can cover yourself up. We're going to give it to you anyway.
Yeah, the people want to make sure that it's not like, you know, is there any way I could get an extra napkin?
Oh, my. We have plenty of napkins. Please, put your boobs away. They're free. We can do it.
All right. So we'll see. Jen Kirkman says she's going to bring muffins to this place. And we don't know if she did yet. But, Jen, as soon as you have the story.
No muffins, no jingle.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
That's it.
There you go. No muffins, no jingle. You hear that, Kirkman? Hey, by the way, Mikey had a great idea. There's someone walking in front of the building right now, in front of the glass windows, and we like to make fun of them. So Mikey said he's going to take pictures and then put them online, and then we can say things about them as they walk by. Sounds like a nice thing, that as I'm trying to spread joy around the world.
You bully.
So we'll wait for the muffins. And then we had a nice story. Me, Mikey, Blake, and Chris went to Pollo Loco. And
Let's say it was a 5-star restaurant. We went to a very...
Yeah, we went to a very upscale restaurant. Hold on. Is that him out
there?
Yeah, we
can make him
wait. Yeah.
We'll just make him wait.
So
we went to Pollo Loco.
So we went to Pollo Loco. And... That took so long because the milkshake machine broke. This has to do with acts of kindness. And then we sat down and we were eating our meal and everything and everything. And then when we're all done our meal, they could never get the milkshake machine working. So then we ate and we waited and we waited and we waited. We were just chilling out. At that point, we knew we weren't going to get our milkshake or ice cream or anything. And then they finally got it up and they brought it out for free. They go, we feel so bad. Here you go. Sorry you had to wait so long. I'm like, that's what I'm fucking talking about. They cared. Like, didn't it make it like... It, like, changed everything. So a little thing like that. So I'm going to go. I probably won't do anything. But, you know, that's their job. What do they fucking want?
You should bring them El Pollo Loco from another location and give it to them. No, we got you this. We have it here.
Yeah, it's from Beverly Hills. It's better. Trust me. And also, young Jake is here. Jake is a new stand-up comic that is friends with Lynn. They met because Lynn golfs, and Jake... what do you do at the golf course, Jake?
Just clean clubs.
Clean clubs. Yeah. Heard that before. I'll clean your club, you motherfucker. Yeah. Anyway,
that's young Jake Adams.
That's young Jake Adams, and I think that's what he should go by on stage. And he's been doing stand up for a year.
Yeah.
So he said there's a lot of places to get up, and we're gonna talk to him later. We'll be right back right after this. We're gonna talk to young Jake Adams, and we'll take a break right after this. All right, fade out. I never get tired of that one. All right, so listen. So we're waiting for that. Hey, real quick, did you ever notice, do you ever watch America's Funniest Video and look at what their audience shots? They always make it look like it's 100 years ago. I'm like, don't tell me that's what people look like in 2002. Yeah. Like, they always look like they're wearing, it's like they go back further than it should be. I understand if you go from things from 80s. Okay, that, you're like, shit, people really look different then. But those crowd shots, it's like they always have double-breasted blazers, and the families look Sears catalog-like.
Yeah, everyone families. Looks perfect, and they have their hair. People don't look
perfect
like that
for ugly people.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know how
honestly,
to say.
You're right.
No, Sears catalog. That makes sense what I just said.
Yeah.
It's like they're technically okay looking.
Right.
But they're not a pleasing.
It's not something I would write home about.
Yeah. Thank you. Did you ever write home because you saw people that were so good looking?
Some of those people looked like 40 miles of bad road.
Yeah,
trust me.
That's what his dad said. And his dad's in a mental institution.
Oh, wow.
All right, so here's the thing. Somebody, Joe... P-A-R-T-E-S. Did I say that right? Joe, P-A-R-T-E-S. How do you say that?
Parts? Parte?
Parts. Parte. Oh.
I used to do George Carlin. I used to do Rod. Mitch Hedberg as Rodney, but he said I did Mitch Hedberg as George doing George Carlin jokes. Oh, no. George Carlin. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's good.
It's Rodney doing George Carlin jokes.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, I'm all right. Hey, I'll tell you, it's all right, you know. There's red food, there's blue food, but there's no... Now I can't think of a George Carlin joke. No one cared. I'll tell you, you know. I'll tell you, I don't believe. You know what I believe in? I believe in the sun, you know, because the sun will never let you down, you know. I'll tell you, you know. I don't know. I can't do it. What's everyone golfing for? All right. You know what? I got to tell you, Joe, I didn't do a good job doing that, and I apologize. I do, and whenever I go to do Rodney doing Mitch Hedberg, I can only think of the same three Mitch Hedberg jokes. I'll tell you, you know, somebody asked me if I want a frozen banana. I said, no, what I want a regular one later. So, all right. All right, so there's that. Hey, by the way, somebody, I sound very formula in my podcast delivery right now. It's like, by the way, I didn't want to do Toddcast, but this person sent something in, and I have to admit, nobody thought of it. Not you. Okay, get number three ready.
Just me. I'm the only person.
Somebody, can you get three ready? Yeah. Somebody send in an idea for the name for the show. It's a play on words. You didn't think of it. Chris, I got to be honest, and you come up with a lot of good ideas. You didn't think of it. Young Jake never thought of it, and Katie never thought of it. It's not the Toddcast. So what didn't anybody ever think of here, sitting in this room? We'll find out when we take a break. Remember before?
Yeah.
I don't know why that makes me laugh. The Glass Cast.
Oh. Ooh.
Stupid. Every one of us. How come we could? I like that. How did nobody think of that? The Glass Cast. It sounds so good. Get number eight ready again. You're listening to The Glass Cast. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening.
Who sent that to you?
Somebody in the front, I, you know what, I forgot to write their name down.
Oh.
It's a good one. We should, well, he'll
That's okay, now we don't have to pay her for it.
He'll retweet it. It's funny you say her.
It sounds like something that a woman would come up with.
Well, you're wrong, and we'll find out who it was. It wasn't a guy or a girl. We'll be right back with the Glass Cast. It was a hippopotamus.
No.
There you go. All right, so Paul Tompkins is going to be here in about 10 minutes. I don't know if I should do this or not. Jared, 1987. Oh, no, not Jared, 19. Whatever. What is it?
Or, no, that sounds right.
Yeah,
1987,
Jared,
yeah.
Jared, 1987. He wrote an email.
Again?
Yeah. He said I should take his email with a grain of salt, which I was like thinking, well, you should take... His review, he said, you should take it with a grain of salt. I'm like, well, I just reviewed your review. You should take it with a grain of salt. here's the problem. Here's why this guy will always lose. The only thing I felt bad that I did, because, and I think I've said this before, punch me in the face, I'm going to say it 50 more times. My attitude isn't, I can't believe people write this stuff. I know. It's when they write it, sometimes I want to talk to them. I want to figure them out. But I'd never, if somebody said people shouldn't write anything, you know my theory on that. You know where I'm going with this. No, people should. People write nice things. People write mean things. That people review the show. In all fairness to him, he didn't write anything vicious. He felt that he just wrote the way he felt about the show. If it would be different if he wrote something vicious, then there's a time when I go, Jesus, which we'll talk about later in the show, someone that did that, and we called them on the phone. That was somebody who wrote something really just means just vicious. But this guy, Jared, 1987, in all fairness, he didn't. He just reviewed the show. Now, I was like, everything he said was like, oh, you can't talk about the podcast in the podcast. And you want to go, no, you can do whatever I want. That's why I do this. So your review is, in a way, wrong. You know, like you could say that. Like, you know, no review is wrong because it's someone's opinion. But I think people that know what I mean know what I mean. So anyway, he reviewed the show, and then we made fun of him on the show. And those reviews do upset me. The problem is people know when you're bullshitting them. So his email seems to me like he's trying to say, hey, I took it with a grain of salt. You can't. No, when I read his email, I have to admit his criticism of me, it got me like a little like, you know, like, oh, what do you mean? You know, I was a little upset. I was a little, you know, like, why is he saying this stuff? And that. But if you don't admit that, you can't act too cool for school. You know, that's what he's trying to do. Obviously, he wrote a 3-page email, but he wants to end by winning. Wait till you hear the last thing that he says. He wants to win. That's the thing. And when you get into an email debate, including me, you never win. There's always exceptions where the audience that's reading the emails that are going back and forth, they go, oh, he's winning. But most of the time, both parties think they won. You never win, including me. You just never win. You just go back and forth. And he wanted to win so fucking bad. I don't want to just read it. So I asked Lynn if he would – this is going to take like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But if he would right before the show. I literally just shoved this in front of him. I said, will you sing it? So here's Jared, 1987. Little. Tell me when you think it's enough, or let it go all the way through. I'll trust everybody in the room.
I'll even do it a little faster. This will be my first last response to you regarding my iTunes review of your podcast. Feel free to read it in any snarking or condescending tone that you see fit. Okay.
Feel free to read it in any snarky or condescending tone that you see fit.
Pause. Turn my reverb off of my mic. Should he redo the whole thing in that snarky voice or go back to his regular voice?
I think you're going to have to go back to your regular voice at some point. Okay. That's hilarious.
As long as you can do it in the snarky, and then when you're do it for like 30 seconds in the snarky voice.
Well, I have to do snarky for at least this next line.
I'll try and make it easy for you to figure me out.
Since leaving my review, I took a break from your show. When I recently started listening again, I was baffled by that. And an established entertainer like yourself would spend an entire show name-calling a listener that you left your publicly open podcast a review. The review was somewhat brass, but did you really need to construct an auditory circle jerk that consisted of blind insults and name-calling? Insert comparison of feeble old man yelling at the neighborhood kids to get off his lawn here. Would it have been better if I left you a 1-star review and repeatedly typed the word gay in all caps? It is obvious that you do not listen to your other podcasts, but you have some weird sense of entitlement. Be honest with yourself, Todd. You are no pioneer of this medium, and just because you insist podcasting is in its infancy doesn't make it true. I know this because I have been a fan of this form of entertainment for over 6 years. And even did my own podcast for over 2 years. No, I will not provide you with a link because I'm going to use my anonymity to its fullest extent. Deal with it. Admittedly, I did enjoy your podcast, and I didn't leave a review with the intentions of pissing you off. I think your show will improve over time. You haven't even been doing it for more than 1 year. So let's try and take these reviews with a grain of salt. A grain of salt. I guarantee mine will not be the last unfavorable one you ever will receive. Not everyone is going to e-blow you and stroke your ego digitally and listening to you sit around like a fat baby in a shit diaper crying about my review honestly made me embarrassed for you.
You!
But your buddy Daniel Tosh made a career out of being an asshole. Who am I to say that what you will and what won't work for podcasting?
Audible sponsoring and asking your listeners to download your show 5 times to boost your numbers isn't going to break podcasting into the mainstream. And with that attitude, you may as well read tweets on your show, like most of your colleagues already do.
I don't give a fuck.
The sad truth is, most comics tune the iTunes podcast comedy list because of their namesake. Their shows are often complete garbage, but as long as they get the numbers and that Adam and Eve promo check, they'll never have to try and step their game up. Those guys are to podcasting what Green Day was to punk rock. Google it. Almost done. You should take a minute to listen to some successful independent shows that have sustained because they are doing new and different things. The Mediocre Show, The Comedy Button, Distorted View, Daily, Keith and the Girl. After I click send on this email, I will simply walk away from your podcast and the situation and disappear into internet obscurity. If you decide to turn this email into material for whatever your show, then I guess you're welcome. I guess you're welcome. Regardless of whatever shit you talk from this point on, it will not affect me, or my review obviously affected you, and I know it will stay with you until the day you pack up the microphone. So have fun, Chief. Have fun, Chief. P.S. Welcome to the internet, bitch. That's how I roll. Dave with a V.
And we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Thank you, Lynn Shore. Oh, what a fun jingle we just heard.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here.
All right.
Well, Paul Tompkins is here. Chris is over there. Lynn has a friend sitting in. I forget your friend's name.
Sunil.
I could ask him. Sunil. He's in Chris Farley's leather chair from SNL. Katie's here. Young Jake is here. Lynn Shore just sang a song, which, by the way, Lynn, oh, my God. I didn't know whether we should do that or not, and I was so glad you did that.
Yeah,
it was super fun. That's right. Speaking of super fun, I'll be out at Kelly Park this weekend. No.
I'm glad you guys all agreed it was super fun.
But you weren't here.
No, I guess you're right. I'll listen with the listener.
You get the most negative person in the world. Like, excuse me. I don't know if it's going to be fun yet.
Well, I'm glad you had a great time. It's all decided that it was the best time in the world. The listener can go to hell.
Paul? I did something.
Todd?
Yes. Yeah. Paul, listen up. You're over there with your
Todd,
sandwich.
Here's what I like about you.
Really? What? Everyone
shut the fuck up. You're a very enthusiastic person.
Mm-hmm.
And so to the point where it's sometimes I don't know when you start something if you're upset about it or you're excited about it.
Well, Paul, I'm going to tell you, I appreciate that.
Now the lines have been blurred even further.
Right, that's what I was trying to do.
I'm not hearing myself so well in the cans.
Oh, that's
all
right.
Is there a way
Katie's
I can
fired.
Hear more of me and less of everyone else? This is great. And then turn everybody else way
Paul,
down.
What if you literally turned everybody else off? And you never react to anybody.
Oh, just do you mean my dream?
Yes. Nobody ever says that. Sometimes I wish I could just walk through life and shit on everyone. You mean my dream? All right, listen. So, Paul, I was excited to have you today, and I wanted to.
What happened? What changed?
Nothing. I called Lynn. I said, Lynn, this has to be something special, you know. This can't be one of your, you know, when he was in that drug rehabilitation clinic sending me that crap.
I heard about that.
I want the good Lynn.
It was heroin, right?
He was on everything. He sang, and I should tell you this, and we're gonna play it next week. Mm-hmm. When Lynn was in rehab, he was, I don't know, he'll talk about it. He was on a lot of drugs. He wrote a song. Which you can tell he was on some heavy
hallucinogenics. When you hear it, you can tell.
You can hear it. Yeah. It's crazy. So
pretty
that's
trippy.
Next week. Yeah, yes.
Out there?
Thank you.
Out there?
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Oh. No. We didn't play his opening jingle yet.
Oh, my God.
It's not a jingle.
So you're the boy who cried, let's take a break.
Yeah. You're mocking me. I know what you're doing. I'm on to you, Paul Tompkins.
Now I'm too loud.
He's one of mine.
I'm going to be honest with you.
It's okay. You know what? I got some people that said they don't mind when we adjust the headsets.
That's great.
They're the listeners.
Well, you
we
know
want.
those people.
That's all. If that's,
but you're taking them at their word and pretending there's not such a thing as sarcasm.
I think I could. I'm not joking. The way they wrote it, it sounded like they really meant it. Because somebody wrote, "No, really, I'm
Todd,
not joking."
Hold on one second.
No, that sounds like a lie, but it's
hold
not.
Hold on one second.
Yes, we haven't even played your opening song yet.
I know.
And funny. Look at
that's
this.
That's how. Look, we're already having fun.
Yeah, this is.
Fuck you, listeners. We're already having a great time.
I thought of a good idea, Paul. I say I'm quitting the show, right?
Right.
I say I'm just going to do it at my house for myself. But then Katie comes on the next week. She goes, listen, I set up microphones in his house so he doesn't know it. So from then on, I just do the show under the pretenses that it's just for me. And I don't know that there's an audience hearing
but
it.
But that. So
sad.
But you, in the scenario, do you even know that there are microphones at all?
No.
You're just sitting in your house pretending you're doing a show.
I have my friends over.
And
it's
then
just Katie for me.
Is secretly recording this.
Yes. And the audience gets to hear what I would do if nobody listened. My dream come true. No. The people. Let me tell you something.
You got to make that a paid podcast.
Well,
I think you do two.
Katie makes it a paid podcast. Doesn't pay me. Then they find out and she gets sued because she was making money off a podcast I never knew I was doing. She gets sent to prison and gets raped.
I like it. Aww. Up till she gets sued. But I think that.
Well, aren't you better than me?
I think I am.
You know what? We'll take a break.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding. We can't take a break.
Don't. You can't keep kidding about taking a break.
You're right. You know what, Paul? I swear to George Carlin, you're right.
You're making Chris go crazy over here.
I know.
He is like on that laptop, like his life depends on it.
Can I tell you something? I want to play.
Todd, all jokes aside, you can tell me anything.
You know what? Fuck Jen Kirkman, that filthy whore.
Hold on a second.
Takes a comes
Let
into
me
this-
say some stuff. She's a fucking asshole.
Yes. She came in here like she was the shit. Now I'm having more fun than I ever had
That's
with her.
Right. That's right, Todd. God damn it. I come in, do this podcast, and Todd say, oh, Paul, you're so great. You help me figure out the show. This is what I want it to be. Then Jen Kirkman's on. Todd is literally singing, I love Jen Kirkman, like singing songs to her.
She's
and then you guys joke. You have your little jokes about me.
You're going to feel bad in a second.
Oh.
Did you hear her jingle?
Let's take a break.
Did you hear her opening theme?
I did.
Okay.
I was jealous of that.
Was it this? And really crank this up. Live horns, everybody.
Tompkins is back. He's back on the Todd Glass Show tonight. Paul F. Tompkins is finally back on the Todd Glass Show. Everybody's walking around with smiles, hey, yeah. Everybody's walking around with smiles. They're so happy they're singing. Oh, yeah, Paul F. Tompkins is here. Sing it now. Oh, he's finally back.
Round it up with the drum thing here. Oh, how about that horn?
That was.
Do that again. Hand him that horn. I want to see if you don't mind. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say it like that.
Young Jake.
It's amazing that horn. Like that can like just play that same. Oh, can you play that? Can you play that again, Lynn, without the music?
Why is he standing at attention?
Oh, because this is the way I have people work around here.
Oh, okay.
And
oh,
next week they're getting blue blazers. And I'm not joking around. Can you play that same thing again? Just that opening, like you did.
Oh, horn caddy.
I'm going to put some reverb in your mic. I think I can make that.
Ooh. That's mystical.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show, you piles of shit. We'll be right back. No, we're not going anywhere. So that was great. That was fun.
That was, obviously I'm touched. I'm touched by that jingle.
Well, that's not all we got.
What?
Listen to this. No. You got to be able to follow through.
I'm like Ebenezer Scrooge or something.
Then everybody, like, what if 50 girls come running in and dancing, and then you're like, Todd, you literally 50. And then at the end, I go, yeah? That's nothing, motherfucker. Watch this. And then it keeps getting
so aggressively welcoming.
Yes. Me. Oh, yeah, that is a little aggressive. Hey, Paul, I'm gonna repeat something.
Hey, Todd.
Get number 8 ready. This is going to be fun, I think. I'm going to repeat something that I just talked about before. See if you can guess. People said the Toddcast, but there's something that somebody sent in a day ago. Or 2 days ago, or whatever. A play on my name.
They're saying suggested name for the show.
But no one thought of it yet.
Okay, but even though it's already been named the Todd Glass Show.
Yeah, but I sent this in, and I was like, got to be honest, none of my friends thought about it.
Sure.
What do you think it is? Oh, well, let me do it the same style I just did it before. Then we'll both play with this. What do you think it is? We'll be right back. We'll find out what did a listener send in. We'll take a break.
WCAU. Oh my God. That's weird.
So do you know what it is? It's not Toddcast.
Here's what I would have suggested. Mm-hmm. The Todd Glass. Todd Glassed.
Paul, you're wrong.
Okay, that's not.
Well, I wouldn't say wrong because yours could be better. I'm going to say it's not what they guessed.
Yeah, and all I think my statement was.
You should have seen the rage.
Here's what I would have said.
You should have seen the rage in his face when I said you're wrong.
Oh, I'll tell the listeners right now. I'm full of rage.
You ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The Glass Cast. No.
Wait. Now, hold on a second. Yeah. When you heard The Glass Cast, you were like, oh, I feel so dumb. I should have called it that from the beginning.
Not dumb, but I thought.
Stupid.
Well, not stupid. You keep getting worse.
Ignorant.
It's funny every time. Well, I don't know about dumb or ignorant. I'm just trying to. I felt.
Moronic.
No, I didn't. You're going the wrong way. I felt more.
A pedophile. Is that?
Thank you. I felt like a pedophile. Of course I did. Hey, someone said they wrote into the show, when I say mind maddening, they go, that's a weird term. I've never heard it before. But they weren't being rude or anything. They were just asking. I'm trying to be very fair. I don't want anyone to think, does Todd think I'm rude? But mind maddening, I always go, I had me mind maddening. Maybe I'm not, it's not flowing out now because I'm thinking about it. But does that term make sense to you at all?
I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're saying it's like something, you're confronted with a situation that's so aggravating that it's like melting your brain.
Right.
Yes.
Mind boggling. Irv Homer used to say that.
Maddening.
Mind maddening.
But not both. He used to say, Irv Homer used to say mind maddening?
No, he used to say, it boggles my mind.
Yes.
I don't do a great impersonation of him.
But maddening already in itself includes your mind. Get number
8 ready. What if I just do it right on the air now? I get lazy. Can I say something?
But you're courteous enough to whisper.
Can I say something to George Carlin? I didn't realize how bad that would sound. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I can't do it. I can't. Get number 8 ready. This is going to be the new show? It doesn't, because it doesn't have the punch.
Wait, is the show different now?
Paul, the show is different. Chris Hardwick has made it different. We got to take a lot of breaks. Oh. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
He's a man who can't stop talking. A man who continues to talk and talk and talk until you think there's no way he could say another word, and then he talks some more. Todd Glass.
All righty, we're back. I got to go back to my regular voice. From doing that voice as a joke, now I'm starting to do it regular. Like, we're back, and here we are. So this is my regular voice. My regular voice. Testing, 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 testing.
Do you know what I love?
Is when spaghetti. You do
the, yeah.
I don't want to turn everything into a bit. It is funny if someone has a really story to tell and you keep guessing. Like, this could go on forever.
Of course.
Milkshakes. Milkshakes.
Well, no, but then the guy also has to admit that he does love those things. Yes, yes, but that's not what I. That's not what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. I should let you talk.
Here's what I love.
Oh, the smell of a new car?
Yes, yes. I do love the smell of a new car, but that's not what I was going to say. Here's what I love.
Oh, right after it rains, the smell.
I love that. That's not what I was going to say. Here's what I love more than anything.
Oh, my God. I know what you're going to say. The smell of magic markers, even though you know it's bad for you. Pollo Loco. Yeah,
okay. Hold on a second.
Crispy fried chicken.
Hold on a second.
A new car.
Yes. You said new car already.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm being disrespectful.
I do like taking a trip. I wouldn't say that I love it.
You're answering he's all. Like, well, I don't know polite. If I'd want to take a trip. What do you love?
When you do the radio guy, like the late night radio guy, that's telling the long story.
That's my version
with all the pauses.
That's my. I love doing that. I can't stop.
It kills me every time.
Can I do a little for you right now, Paul?
Or maybe I just have. Yep. yeah, please.
I can actually do it. And throw it into something real.
No, you can't do that. Oh.
Paul, I hate to overuse the term George Carlin, but to a second, I thought your inflection was like, no. Like you were
it's
like
impossible.
Shows how much people want to be in, like be have other people be proud of them. Because that's what that voice was. That's like, oh, he's going to, no. And then you're about ready to go, yeah, fucking watch. Because I don't know the word no. All right. By the way, I watched a Lifetime movie last night, and this can be really quick. You know one of those movies that's interesting enough to keep you, but also sucking the living shit out of you?
Yes.
It's like, you know it's a shitty movie, but it got you.
Do you mean most things?
Yeah. Yeah. That is sort of true. Mm. One time I had a massage like that. I was thinking, you know what? I could leave.
Can we talk about massages for 1 second? I don't want to sidetrack you from what you were going
to
say.
No, we'll go back to Lifetime.
Put a pin in it. Let's remember. We'll all remember Lifetime.
All right, stop.
I've only had a handful of massages in my life, right? And I had the first one like a few years ago, and it was like amazing. I'd never had that because, like, my experience with massages before was like a girlfriend trying to do it and not being good at it. Like, you're just hurting me, and so this was like amazing, and so. Then I had one. My wife and I were on our honeymoon in Hawaii, and the person who was giving me the massage, she was not attractive, and it ruined the experience for me a little bit.
Really?
Yes, and I felt like a big creep. But there was an aspect to it where it's like, if I'm going to let a stranger touch me, right? I don't want to be distracted by the idea that I don't find them attractive, and I felt like a horrible creep.
But you know what? I think the fact that you felt like a horrible creep almost, it's, you know, it's the mistake it's like, you're making is telling your listeners.
Well, because, but here's, should I have whispered? Like when you asked for number 8?
If you have anything, if you go back and you whisper stuff, Katie edits it out. What if that was what I told people, but then they never did? So like you come on the show and you believe me. I go, oh, Paul, when you whisper, it's just Katie edits it out. So anything you want to say right now, be like, you can just be up front. We can talk. That's how, because I didn't want the old way the podcast was. People felt like they couldn't just have a conversation with me. I said, just whisper and Katie edits
it. Oh, my God. That the old way?
The old way?
That was oppressive.
So what do you want to say?
I remember, because I feel like I was here at the tail end of the old way you did the podcast.
A lot of things changed.
Oh, my God. I hope I can say this now, because I like the way you're doing things now. It was miserable. And I really didn't enjoy myself.
And that's why I made changes.
Right. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, I'm glad to hear that you realized that you were putting people through hell.
This
it wasn't fun.
This new way is so much better. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's happy.
What's the feedback like?
You want to take a call?
I would love to take a call right now.
Caller, go ahead.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
I don't know what voice to do when I take a call.
Hello?
Maybe you should take the call. Maybe you should be the
caller. I'll take the call.
Will you be the caller?
Oh, am I the caller?
Yeah,
can you affect
no,
my...
No, but you can come over here. Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
I don't know if it's worth it.
You can hold your nose.
You know what I thought of? Look at this.
Hello? Which sounds hello? Better? Yours sounds better, you piece of shit.
Hello? Hello?
And listen to mine. Paul's doing it with his hands.
Is it me? Am I on? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, which sounds better?
Hello?
Hello?
We're on we're on a party line.
Yes, hi.
Yes.
These are people you wouldn't think should be on a party line. You ready?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hello?
What a party.
Oh,
what are you doing?
What's happening at the party?
Oh, we're having fun.
It's party time on the line. A phone party.
Well, how do you do this not high? Because I am. At one point, I thought it's torture for him, but you seem to be fine.
How do you do this not
high? I'm not high either, but you know me.
You just said you were.
I know, but I just said it.
Signals are happening.
Do you like this song?
You really did change things.
Chris says I have to play music now. So that's what I got to do. We'll take
a break. Popular hits of the day?
No, it's a new station. We play songs that people send us in the mail.
Oh, I see.
They email us songs. We'll take a break. Here's a version of Sonny You Share you never heard before. We'll be right back.
We'll try it. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Whew, all right. They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow.
This guy better sound like Sonny Bono. Nah, shut it off. It's not too good. It's not too bad. It's boring.
You failed.
I mean, it's got to be either really bad or really good,
right? You have to either improve upon the song,
mm-hmm.
right, that already exists.
Thank you.
Or you have to be so incompetent that we can enjoy how unself-aware you are because you're a piece of shit.
Thank you.
What? Is the caller there?
Yes. Hello, Paul. Hi. Was your fifth grade math teacher?
Mr.
Benson, yes, I remember you fondly.
Well, how did you get this number?
Oh, I call the station all the time.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that I was going to be on tonight?
I did.
And so, what do you got to say for yourself?
You owe me a detention.
Right, that could have been an old premise, I guess. So the Lifetime movie, we're going to be on track. Don't worry. I know we're going all over the place here.
Todd, I'm a little worried.
Every time I go down that path, you get me. I can't say anything like that. I have to edit out all my, like, I know you're probably this. I feel you could be that. Because that'll stop me from doing it because you're the guy that agrees. You're like, I know sometimes I go long-winded. Hello.
That's
what you say.
They call me the Todd Whisperer. I have a very specific skill set. It's just for you.
Someone would hire you. Like if my mom, when I was younger, my mom might hire you to come over the house.
Or they were the parents of any Todd.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you come over and you have a special. You help them.
I'm able to talk to Todds and call them on their shit.
Yeah. Hey, listen to this. Two things. One,
number
I watched
one.
The Lifetime movie. And it was about, look, I hope, yeah, this is okay to say. In a movie, when somebody stabs their husband to death, like literally 100 times because he was abusive to her.
Yes.
You have to be able to show, because you know, the harshness of the way he treated her.
Yes.
So when it comes, you know it's wrong, we get it, if you're in a relationship like that. But as a viewer, sometimes if they show what a disgusting pig the husband is, you can, in a sick, twisted way, relish in his death.
Of course.
It's over. She couldn't take it anymore. Even though you get it, you know you can't take the law into your own hands. Well, for the Lifetime movie, I don't feel like they showed it enough because they couldn't because it was a Lifetime movie. So, like, they tell her, this dinner sucks, and then she's stabbing him. Like, you know. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I only watched,
he was just unpleasant.
It didn't make him the vile pig that you know he needed to be for you to when she's stabbing him 100 times.
Was there any abuse even
they
hinted
showed
at?
It, even when they showed the abuse, they showed it in flashbacks and they'd blur it up so it wouldn't be so bad. I'm not even joking. Like, I know I'm making sense.
I think what that means is, like, Lifetime now has such a shorthand with their viewers. Like, you get it, right? He's a bad guy. He beat the hell out of her. And now just bide your time, and then she's going to stab him. Look, we know you're checking email while you're watching this movie. We know you're getting stuff from Etsy. So, you know. We'll make it nice and loud when the stabbing happens. Don't worry. You can look up.
Oh, my God. I have to I'm sweating. So here's where we're going to go. Paul, there's so much to talk about.
Todd, I see you have a piece of paper in front of you, and there's notes on it.
There is, and I don't know where to start.
Todd.
Why don't you say something?
Start at the beginning.
Let's start at the beginning. Okay. We got an email. Oh, they put your podcast on my phone finally, and I started listening to episode one. Right. Paul, I'm in love already. Just you talking.
Can I tell you something? I was, because I was giving you such a hard time about it, mm-hmm. and then you told me in a message, because I've had other friends that have done this where they're like, hey, I'm going to, like on Facebook or whatever, I'm going to catch up on Paul F. Tompkins' podcast. And then they don't say anything else after that. And I'm like, I guess I know how that went.
I got up to the part today and I thought, I cannot, you know, you're listening, mm-hmm. you know, and then I got up to the part where you're saying, I went past it, but when I first started, a little bit of this, maybe it was your first show, a little bit of that. And you're going, oh, some listeners go, oh, we like a little bit of this, but we like a little bit of that. I'm like, it's right in my head. And then you started to argue. Oh, it was great. And, Paul, you get to a point when you say your name and you go, did I say Paul F. Tompkins or did I just say Paul Tompkins? And I went, oh, I'm going back. This motherfucker, if he forgot to say the F and he gives me shit for it. So I'm on my phone trying to go back 30 seconds. You know how hard it is? Then you go too far back. I'm like, where
exactly.
the fuck is it?
Exactly.
And you said it. You thought you didn't say it, but you did.
Because you probably got into my brain.
But then you went to Largo. You went to a clip from Largo mm-hmm. For your don't say his name. Don't say his name.
Okay, I wasn't going to.
I want to try to think of it.
It's all just taking
Meadow.
Easy.
Tim Meadow?
Tim Meadows.
Tim Meadows.
Yes.
And that's where I'm at. But there were things along the way from like the first little bit of time. Oh, and the piano and the production value of it. And here's all I'm thinking. Every time you're done talking, the piano music comes right to an end. Now, sometimes that happens coincidentally on this show. Is that guy playing piano while you're doing
He's
it?
He's playing live, yeah.
Oh, is that the same guy when you did the show live, you referenced a piano player at
Yes, that's Eben Schletter. Yes.
Eben Schletter.
And we do that live show together every month, and so he plays live while I'm talking. He's in one room and I'm in another room. It's just like Elton John and Bernie Taupin, really.
Yes.
Two rooms.
So there's that.
But thank you. I'm glad that you have enjoyed.
Yeah. No. Now
10
I have
minutes
them.
Of the first.
No.
Episode.
No. But now I'll have them. Some on my phone, so I can listen to them on the airplane.
There you go. Right before you fall asleep. It's perfect.
Is there anything to this? What makes a bad political candidate is the same thing that makes a bad comedian. Like when they just find out what the audience wants and they just give it to them. They don't really have any views of their own. They go, America is tired of what? I'll be that guy.
Exactly.
Right.
Which is that's what everybody's saying about Mitt Romney. Is that he's just like, what do people want to hear? And I will say it, and that'll be my thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
But yeah.
And that makes a bad comic.
It's pandering. It's pandering.
To everybody, it's how much you pander. Have I ever pandered on stage? Yeah, but it's like, are you pandering to the point where it makes someone vomit?
Well, there's a difference between...
No, I mean early in my career, I'm saying.
Yeah.
And still.
What would you consider...
Who am I bullshitting? You haven't seen me on the road. When no one's around, I go fucking wild.
I do the egghead rooms in L.A.
Yeah,
but
I get the girl with the hands behind me doing mime. The ambulance goes by. I go, oh, my mom's here. I pull it all the shit out.
What would you consider when you earlier in your career? What would you consider a pandering thing that you had done?
Well, what I would do, even when I started to be a better comic, was if the crowd didn't like it, I would. There's a difference, and I'm not preaching to you. We both agree on this. I don't want to lower my standards to do jokes just to make a crowd like me, and that's what I used to do.
Right.
I do want to work hard. I do. Okay, you know what? That's a little weird. I'll put that there. I think that's a good performer to, you know, not have that attitude of like, fuck this crowd right away. Now I try to do everything I can do. If it means opening a little bit, sometimes my friends say, don't get so silly up front. Still do your silly material, but don't be super. We get them into it. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. I don't have to go out and try to lose them.
Well, then you're talking more about craft. But you're saying like you would do stuff – or earlier on, you would maybe do stuff that you didn't even really think was that funny, but you knew would get a response.
When I first started, I didn't know.
Blake is nodding yes. This is what you used to do. he was right there.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I think he meant he agreed. He knew what your question
was. Like, yes.
It was a good question.
Exactly.
That's why I was like, yeah, he did used to do that.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, I didn't know it was bad, so I just did it.
Right.
Then when I started to know it was bad.
Well, in the beginning, you're just trying to get laughs
right.
No matter what. It's like, it's that desperate. There's like, I don't know, desperate's not maybe the right term, but it is that need of like, this has to go well.
Yeah.
You know, like I have to, because I think the psychology of it is, I need to keep getting laughs so I know that I should be doing this.
Right.
Because I don't want to stop doing right. it. So I need positive reinforcement.
Right. And even if it takes doing some shitty jokes to get them to laugh, I'd rather do it.
Yeah.
But now, I'm much better at that. But going back to the Rick Santorum thing, somebody asked me the other night, isn't there anything? And again, I always say I half follow politics. I'm nothing I say on the show. I'll tell you when I ironclad feel that way and I'm not changing my point of view. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I put things out there and I make mistakes off the show. People tell me,
you're
meant
human,
this.
You're a human being, Todd.
Well, I always feel like that helps people listen better if they know. I'm not insinuating. Believe me, if I talk about hitting children, not hitting children, yeah, that I've made my opinion on. I'm ironclad mm-hmm. about it. But a lot of other stuff, I'm still taking in information.
Yes.
And so, but they said about Rick Santorum. And tell me if you think this is fair. And it also plugs what we're going to do on our second show today, which we will drop on Monday.
Yeah.
Someone
yeah.
said, we're just going to talk about this now for a minute, and then Monday we'll have a whole show with Paul where we're going to deal with the Mark Maron situation.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to, and on the late show on Monday, we're going to have a new word. We're going to try to think of a new word for it, and that's going to be your job. So anyway, but this will sort of tease that a little bit. So someone said, you know, do you is there anything that those guys say you agree with? And I thought, you know, once they're anti any gay issue, it's hard for me to get past that. Hey, yeah. if they were, and it would be anything if they were, and they're anti-woman, when they're anti. Now, why
Which
do I feel the, yeah, why do I feel the need to say that? Like, because I want to say I don't like any hatred equally. Anytime
yes.
I see
yes, it. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, but you also don't want to be pigeonholed as, oh, this is my pet thing, and anybody yeah. who doesn't like that, right. They're completely invalid. Because right. so, it's more than that.
Right. And when I said this to a friend, he fed it back to me and made me feel good. He goes, well, because I thought, well, that, hey, just because if they're pro-gay doesn't mean they can run the country. Mm-hmm. So what if this guy's not for gay marriage, but he can do a lot of other things great? And I go, and I thought about it, and I went, okay, but it's not my fault. Once somebody says something, if I was at a party and somebody said something so hateful about a group of people and I walked away, mm-hmm. and then the next day somebody goes, hey, after you left, he was talking about the cure for cancer. He knows it. You should have stuck around. But it's not my fault I didn't.
Yeah.
You know that guy that was saying incredible dumb things?
Yeah.
He started saying smart things after you left.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you start with this hate, I just automatically tune out. Because if someone had the answers to, let's pick another group. If somebody had the answers to all, really could get this world in shape, but they were incredibly anti-black, I don't know if I could go, well, at least we'll fix our economy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, oh, well, I hate to say it.
It speaks to, I think you're within your rights, and I think it's not like a lack of intelligence or a lack of savvy on anyone's part to say, if this person believes this way about this issue, it makes me question them in total.
Paul, you know? That's exactly what yeah. my friend said. He goes, it's not even a gay issue. It's a human appreciation,
exactly
the respect
right.
for human beings. It'll be why Medicare he'll cut off early. It'll be yeah. why he doesn't pull troops yeah. out of the military. He doesn't have a
He's
overall
against contraception.
Yeah.
Like, just across the board, saying that it leads to bad things.
Right.
Like, people shouldn't have there shouldn't be any contraception of any kind because it makes people behave poorly. Like, this is Puritan shit. Like, it's crazy. So
it is crazy.
No matter how great he is on the economy, let's hope
say,
that
we're
somebody,
saying if he
yes,
was,
yeah, if he was, which he's not, but if he were, right. if he were, let's hope that a more a less hateful person would steal his ideas and apply them to the economy. But this he's a bad package all the way around,
right.
you know.
So I felt so. Anyway, we'll talk. So we're going to do this show, and then we're going to do another show that we'll drop. This show is obviously going to be on Friday,
it's
and
be
then
two hits,
yeah, and then Monday.
You.
It's going to be who? Somebody said that for the first time. Somebody, right?
Oh yeah.
It's going to be two. What's that expression?
It's going to be two hits: me hitting you, and you hitting the floor.
Yeah. Somebody said that,
it's
right?
Pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Shakespeare.
So was the T-shirt thing. If you wash them once, they make great hand puppets for the kids. Somebody said that for the first time.
Oh, like selling merch?
Yeah, like they go, the club has T-shirts. If you wash them once, they make great hand puppets for the kids. Like somebody said that first, right?
Sure, try the veal.
Try the veal. Would you like a little coffee in your sugar? Andy Kindler taught me how to do the delivery on that one. Would you like a little coffee with your sugar?
I love when Andy is doing anything where he's like trying to get it out. Like
yes.
He's, Oh, and would you perhaps some coffee with your sugar you would enjoy?
Maybe I could interest you in a little bit of it. You don't even have to get to the part. You just knew the ramp up. Maybe if it was, because he's doing the words to stall for the second part. So he's using, like, maybe I could interest you. Maybe if it felt right in the situation that came about, that I could maybe interest you in a little bit of chopped liver.
Oh, is coffee a thing that you're fond of as much as sugar is?
Maybe. What are some other cliches? Because that's what he'd be doing. Andy would go with 15 of them.
Yeah, that's true.
What are some others? What are the other cliches you
have? And then at the end he would say, and other things that yes. people say.
All right, listen, Paul. You're getting carried away over there.
I'm sorry.
I thought of a good idea.
Okay.
Well, hold on, everybody.
Hold
your pants.
Oh, one of Todd's great ideas.
I just think it's fun to say things and then go to this jingle. These are things that you shouldn't say and go to this. It's too upbeat of a music. I don't know if it's a radio show. It's probably a radio show. And he says things like, get number 8 ready, okay? And really come in. It's something like, I don't want to use the same one every time. We have to think of different ones.
Is this the one you whispered about earlier?
Oh, it is, actually.
Okay, all right.
But we're going to edit this out.
Sure.
Every time you whisper, it gets edited out.
Okay.
Tell me about something you've done wrong. You're the dumb guy who believes me.
Jen was not kidding. I did rape 3 people.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'll totally cut this out.
Please,
I don't care. Hey, Paul.
Cut this out. What?
You're my friend. I don't care. If I judged every one of my friends that raped people,
exactly.
I'd be living by myself.
He's Jabip.
Thank you. Two of the dumbest people talking. Two of the dumbest people
Am
saying
I
thank
judged?
You. They're saying thank you to each other. You know when thank you used to be attributed to a smart thing? Like somebody says the most intelligent thing and you go, thank you?
Yes.
I love the dumb, like, yeah. You know what? I'll tell you the problem with my neighborhood. There's too many different types of people living in there. I like white people.
Thank you.
Thank you. The two of the dumbest people thank each other. Give me one I can say thank you
like
to.
I'm the idea. I love when people like that.
Did you notice how generic I tried to keep it? Because my new way, I'm trying to be
nice.
Sensitive to other people.
Sure.
I didn't say, oh, there's too many blanks living or too many Jews. Well, I'm Jewish, so I always go to Jew
sure.
because it's just, people know I'm Jewish.
Yeah. You got the persecution complex.
Thank you. full circle. A fire ripped through an apartment building, killing 650 people. We'll take a break. We'll talk about it. That's too happy, right? You can't say that and then do that, right? Oh, well, he wouldn't have had the tone in his voice for that, so let me change it. Six people today, unfortunately. Okay, I'm trying to think of things, now that I'm trying to be nicer, like, there's enough shit that I can get vile about. Mm-hmm. But when I'm trying to think of examples right now, I'm trying to think, oh, someone out there does this. I was going to say, a state trooper got... No, not with the tone. A state trooper today got mowed down on the Schuylkill Expressway. We'll talk about it when we come back. WCAU-FM. Is that...
It's like, you know, like the sitcoms, they would have, like a Happy Days or whatever, would have the bumper music, you know,
yes.
in and out of scenes. And then they would have different things, or sometimes it'd have to be like a little more somber if they were like doing a serious.
They would
episode.
Slow that music. Well, on Entertainment Tonight, they played the same theme, but they slowed it down.
Yeah.
Do 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 do.
Right. Somebody
can't do that. Just take your same theme. Why don't you just sing Zippity Doo Dah slower? Zippity Doo Dah.
What happened? Did someone die?
Yes. Yeah. Whenever they play the Zippity Doo Zippity, you know what I'm talking about. So I want to think of things. I just love throwing to that. Anybody want to throw to it? Give one. Anybody can come to the mic and throw to one. It's wide open. It's open forum here, WWDB.
Oh my God, this is unprecedented.
Come on, Blake. What do you got in you?
Jesus.
Blake,
right.
throw to number 8.
Blake's mother was on the... go ahead.
Erin Estrada, the daughter of the station owner, she was bitten by a rattlesnake over the weekend, and we just don't know if she's going to pull through, and we'll have the news when we come back.
Got to do it over and over. You can fade it right out.
Wait, what's that part?
Oh, what's that? I always cut it off. I play. Oh, we'll do play this next
I've
one.
I've never
all the way
heard
up.
That before.
Hold on. 750. Oh, what could we do? 850 bikers. Hold on. I got to change the tone up front. It's got to be.
There's something about this tone.
How about if the guy has the bad tone and the bad
music? Todd, hold on a second.
Oh, my God, yes. I think you're going to have good input.
We got to fix this tone,
mm-hmm.
all right? Because you're getting hung up on this.
I am.
It's preventing you from having fun with this jingle.
You're right. Why am I rushing?
What? And let me tell you something. You've been rushing this whole time.
Thank you.
You're too worried about what's on the piece of paper.
I am. I should throw this out like Craig Ferguson.
Throw that shit out like Craig Ferguson. Get some hand puppets and have some fun.
Listen. So do you...
You listen.
Paul, this is...
Todd?
Paul.
Todd.
Paul.
Todd.
Paul.
Todd.
Paul.
Todd.
Well, I hate that you're... Do you know how many... Me and Katie spent hours upon hours with this voice thing, and you go...
Hello. Hello. Hello.
But you know what? You got to strain your voice doing that.
I don't have to.
No, I really...
Oh, really? You want to have a talk phone off? You keep talking like that, and I'll keep talking like this.
I don't
this,
know so if I can keep tired. It up.
Todd, what's going on?
Oh, hello. How
hello,
you doing?
I'm calling from a telephone.
I'm calling. Yes.
Hello.
I told you.
God damn it.
I fucking won.
I flew too close to the sun.
Nobody's that right ever on a dumb thing like that. The guy never goes, you were right. Oh. 750 bike
tone.
What's wrong with me? I said that. That sounded a little feminine.
What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with me? All right. So 750 bikers got... I can't think of anything. Paul, I thought you were going to have all the great ones.
Okay.
Can you give me one?
I'll give you one. All right.
You know this game I love to play? Right now, what would you do? And I know it's, you're not. You know you're not going to get it, but I think you can get into your head. I play the same game every time. Somebody's giving you $100,000 for every great one of these you can do.
Ooh.
Right now. So your mind's going to rev at a different... I know you come in here to do an A-plus job, but you don't come... You know, you're going to rev a little higher if you know you're getting $100,000 for every one of these. You just have to make them, you know.
But, okay.
You know what?
Forgive me,
I have to interrupt you.
Okay, sure.
I shouldn't have offered you $100,000. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you're probably a pretty... I imagine you can enjoy the simple things in life, and you could live very modestly and enjoy life. Like, you're going to... You don't need, like, $20 million. You want to be comfortable. But I'm afraid with $100,000, you might just do two and then call it quits. Because you're like, $200,000, that'll get me through the week or the year, or it'll get me my down payment on this, or it'll let me do this to my house or whatever. So I'm going to give you $25,000 every great one. Okay. You got to work a little now if you want to put some money in the bank.
Now, this is going to sound...
Is this wrong to do to you?
No. This might sound stupid.
Okay, nothing sounds stupid here. You know the deal. What if you went...
Is there real money? I knew it.
You're the...
I knew it. Now I'm the asshole.
I just said there was no money.
Now I'm the asshole.
Paul, there is money.
Todd?
I swear to God.
How much money?
I swear to God. There's $25,000 I'm going to give you
for every good...
Swear to God.
Throw to this WCAU jingle.
Swear to God.
Okay. All right. $25,000.
I swear to God.
Todd, I could really use that money.
Paul, look at me. I swear to God.
Todd, you know I'm a gambling addict.
I heard.
And a coke addict.
That I wasn't sure about.
And I've been gambling with coke.
Your sister told me that. You're really in trouble. So $25,000. I'm gambling. I heard that. That's the guy. No matter what he tells you, you already knew it. And I'm this. I did hear that. There's a rumor.
I will bet $1,000 and also this cocaine.
Do you want to try one? Is this putting you on the spot?
Let me try one.
Okay.
I'd like to be on the spot. It's the high wire act that I enjoy.
I know. I read your bio.
All right.
I want to put that in my bio now.
But I enjoy high wire act.
It says Paul Tompkins, he's a high wire act. Okay, get ready. I mean, Paul's going to demand the best of the best when you go in for this jingle. Like, it's got to have a no seam. He runs a tight ship. I heard his podcast. He runs it. It's like everything's perfect.
Todd has heard upwards of 7 minutes of my podcast.
Can I tell you, it was the best 7 minutes of my fucking life.
You're
better than this shitty show that
I do. That's right. That's right.
I'm going to stop doing this show. That's how good your podcast is.
You should.
You know what I'll do? I'll listen to it, but I'll make it a podcast where I listen to your show. And then I talk about it.
You know how much I would love that?
I think that would be easier.
100%.
That would be so much easier. My listeners would go with me. Come on, everybody.
Probably.
Yes. I go, I listen to the Paul F. Tomcast.
Paul F. Tomcast.
And I don't stop bits. I let them play out, and then we take a pause, and we talk about it, and sometimes we reenact them.
Sure.
Sometimes I let listeners send in their version.
So it's all the same people.
What?
It's all the same people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I keep this crew. I call them a crew. That's right. So, Paul, don't try to. I know what you're doing, and I'm not stupid. Oh, I'll stall Todd so he won't know that I can't think.
You're on to me. You're on to
Paul,
me.
Paul, you're sweating profusely.
Look, I love the high wire act. The hardest part is getting up on that high wire.
Do you want to try one?
I do want
if
to try
If you don't,
one.
I won't make fun of you.
Thank you. All right, here
we
go.
You want to talk off there?
No, no, no. I want to do it right now.
Okay. Paul, don't cough like that. It's gross.
Let me just clear my throat.
Mark that to bring it down a little in post. That'll kill people's ears. And then I get the letters.
No, you don't.
I get cards. You said you get cards on your podcast. Cards. You go, oh, I got so many cards. You're sending fucking cards. But you commented on that.
I know. This is what I do.
Okay. Let's stop the bullshit.
A bizarre helicopter accident leaves 70 dead and 40 wounded. We'll be back with the story after this.
WCAU-FM.
Oh, listen to it out.
Oh, yeah. What? Why would that be part of it?
I love that.
Why does it go there?
You know what Lynn told me today? I got too excited, Paul. Lynn, let's play that through again. Lynn told me he could make me a jingle like this. I nearly got too excited.
Of course he
could. He goes, I could do one like this for you.
Of course he could.
Play that again. But this company knows how to fucking make jingles. Let's face it. Whoever got this.
Let's face it. For once in our lives, enough with the horse shit.
Thank you.
Let's acknowledge this company knows how to make jingles.
This is the jingle they made.
WCAU-FM. WCAU.
This guy made us a jingle. Hold on. Give me a second, Paul.
Hey, Todd, I'm sorry.
This guy made us the jingle. Where is that? You know the guy who made the...
Yeah.
Did I have a piece of paper here with his name on it? Hold on. Everything's good, everybody.
Oh,
don't worry.
Oh, my God.
Shh.
Where's that paper?
Okay, his name is Adam... Read that, Blake. I learned these pauses are fine. People are taking pauses right now. Go run to the kitchen. Get a knife.
That's right.
I mean, what? You know, like you're in the kitchen cooking. You need a knife or you need a... Can you read
you
it?
Stab your husband.
Where is it on the page?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Idiots. Idiots I have with me. Idiots. Just a bunch of idiots. No way to talk to anybody. I like that nobody laughed when I said it, which made me look like a dick.
Adam Tilsner.
Okay.
Oh, is that not cool? To laugh at people's names?
So he sent in. I like what he did with this, and I think I want. We're gonna give him an assignment after
Ooh.
This. Yes, go ahead.
I'm standing out a building that had nothing to do with Whitney Houston.
When news happens, the Todd Glass news team will be somewhere around.
If she had been staying in this hotel, we would have been dealing with it.
Telling you something about it.
They randomly
boring,
or maybe not. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Now, he gets it. He gets how to. It's like so.
This
I hear
guy Tilsner. He gets it.
Thank you, right? Tilsner. How do you know Tilsner? Tell us the story.
I know him from some jingles he did for your show.
Tell the story about when you met him at the thing. I give all the work to you.
Oh well, I
remember you said he had to buy the thing of bazooka gum, and you all started chewing it. And the funny story that happened.
We found this crate of gum, and we're like, what do we do now? Go to the authorities? And Tilsner was like, no, let's chew some gum.
I have to interject. I feel like I lobbed you a pile of shit, and I'm going to...
You did.
And I'm going to say, you don't have to continue.
Thank you.
Thank you for not...
I mean, you really set me up.
Paul, I didn't do it on purpose.
Like, it was like Leopold and Loeb.
Oh, you say, I don't know what that means. You don't either, do you?
I do, but I'm using it incorrectly. They were not set up. They were monsters who murdered a child.
My listeners don't know anything, trust me. What if I was the guy that thought when I whispered the audience, my listeners are not that bright.
And also because you haven't been doing this that long.
My listeners.
Like you've already, well, no, it's not that, but that you're already so disenchanted with the people that listen to the show.
My
These
listeners.
Idiots.
That's why it pays, I said a long time ago. Oh, we have so much to talk about, but I keep getting sidetracked. That's why I said
one thing at a time, baby. One thing at a time.
The price of we don't have to mention names, but you know how there's comedians that we know them other outside of their act, and they're actually really fun to hang out with, and they're funny, and they get it, and they're smart, but the act they do draws.
Bill Maher.
The act they do. Well, by the way, hold on. But the act they do draws a dumber audience, and they're smarter than the audience. That's hell.
Yes.
Like. when I've opened up for certain acts, I just realized this because acts with a real big following, and when you really realize it. Now, I'm not saying that maybe those fans can't get a little overwhelming sometimes, but on the most part, when I've opened up for Louie or Dave Cross and you happen to bump into people at a bar after a show, mm-hmm. a lot of times you don't mind sitting there shooting the shit with them. They're really cool. So imagine if your hell is, yeah, you're making a fortune, but all your audience is dumb. And I'm not even mocking them. I'm somewhat, you know what I mean? It's their choice, but there's also a sadness about that, right?
Yes. I think if – well, it's like if you – if you're performing to the best of your ability and you stand you're able to stand by everything you say, if a bunch of if that connects with a bunch of people that maybe are not the people that you would hang out with, that's just a weird thing that happened, but you can still say, hey, I'm glad those people enjoy what I do. You know, it's maybe they're not people I would be friends with, but I think that's a rare thing. I think that if you're a smart person and you're doing stuff that connects with a dumb audience, I think you're doing that on purpose.
No, that's what I mean.
You know,
like you chose to take the road of because you know you found you're right. If you're smart, you have that in you. So if you're
so then it's just pandering.
Yeah,
as we were talking about before.
I got a little confused there, but you know what? I used to want to edit stuff like this out because I wasn't very clear in my thought. You're right. People just I had an unclear thought. Right?
Todd, life is complicated. People have to know this. And if you're listening to a podcast, that doesn't take you off the hook for understanding that life is complicated. And I hope I've made my point.
Jen Kirkman has done nothing for this show like you. First of all, another thing I want to point
story.
Out. Paul brought in, or Jen claims, as I put finger quotes up, to had these mechanics change a tire for her.
Yeah, hero to the working class.
I'm going
to
bring those guys back some muffins.
Yeah.
Then she comes into my podcast studio. How dare she? She goes, you know what? I never did bring them muffins, but I'm really going to. She hasn't brought no fucking muffins.
No.
All that's happened
and
from the time.
And she never will.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All that's happened in the time that she's been saying about those fucking muffins, mm-hmm. the only thing I've gotten anything near a muffin is you bringing in chocolate chip cookies.
I brought in a variety of cookies.
And you're not just saying it. We'll probably edit this out. So this is just for us.
What? I want this out there.
You would never do anything for just us. Your face was beautiful. If Mikey was in here instead of vomiting in the car. No, the guy usually takes pictures. Mikey is feeling sick in the car, and I feel bad that he's out there. But what can I do?
He's sitting in a car.
He's relaxing. You know what? When you don't feel well, and you can get to a car and put the seat back, that's pretty good sometimes.
Yeah.
So anyway, you had one for the WCA music.
WCAU.
Jake, did you say you had one?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, go to Katie's mic.
Bring it. I got one too.
Paul, what if you were a real bully to him? Instead of being nice.
Bring it, Jake. This better be good.
All right, go ahead.
And that's why you don't beer batter an iguana. And back to you.
We'll be back right after this. We'll take a break. Oh, Jake gave it everything and you fucked it up?
I thought we had moved on to a different
podcast. Oh, my
no,
God.
Chris. No, Chris.
Jake.
No.
Oh,
Chris.
Remember, you have to yell away
from
this. What was that? I liked it. Okay.
Oh! That's a burn on you, Todd.
You know what? I'm very mature, and I'm not going to get upset by it. So I got on the phone.
Let me do one more throw to the WCA.
Oh, sure. Well, sure. Now, Jake didn't get his music, but we'll put it in post. Trust me.
Well, now that I know it's loaded up.
Yeah, now that you know it's loaded it up. You profit from his.
I profit from Jake's misfortune.
Let me tell you something. Jake is very mature, and he doesn't care.
He's very mature.
Yeah.
There's more. Jake knows there's more important things to worry about in life than whether or not you got to throw to a jingle the way you wanted to.
Thank you.
But I want to do this now.
Yeah, I know you do.
I want it to go right.
You're like, you say all that, but you don't really live it. Because if that jingle doesn't come out right, you're going to be pissed off at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're all talk until your jingle doesn't come on.
I'm mad at everybody in this room. Yeah.
Should we not play your jingle
Here's the first thing you do. Here's the first thing you do in a crisis. Assign blame. Right? Everyone knows this.
That's what that ship guy did.
That's exactly right. And look where it got him. He's in the clear. That guy's over the highlights.
Looks like
right
a saint. His feet were literally running. His feet were running like the cartoon feet. That's all I imagine is, you know, in the cartoon feet, Fred Flintstone can't get his feet moving.
Where it's just like you're just running in place for a while before you take off. Like you're building up speed.
Yeah.
That whole story is amazing. That guy's like, hey, check this out. Crash. Ooh, I got to get out of here.
I can't say I think I would do any better, but still, I'm not a captain. That's the difference.
Yes, exactly. But if somebody suddenly made you a captain, I don't think that, like, after you had been at it for an hour, you'd be like, let's start to fuck around.
Well, did he fuck around?
Yeah.
Wow, what did he do? I didn't know that part.
He tried to do this dramatic turn around this reef. And it scraped up against the reef, and he sank the boat.
We all make mistakes. I'm trying to be nice, even the captains.
All right.
What if he listens to our show? He feels like shit right now.
Who's going
to
speak for the captains?
Thank you.
Well, yeah. What if that Italian cruise boat captain listens to the Todd Glass podcast?
The juice guy called in.
What?
Yes.
Did he really?
Yes, we played it. Do you want to? He loved it.
What did he say?
Can we play it?
Sure. Yeah.
Chris, play it. It's number 42.
Tom. I listen to podcasts where you have fellows speak for me. I don't care for impressions so much, but I know it's weird when you hear your own voice back on a recording. Anyway, I go back to granting wishes for people. So, very busy, lots to do. Also... hoping more people starve to death rather than give me business because I don't smile so much. All right, Tom. First time, long time. Mega dittos to you.
Why did I wait to ask you to do that?
I don't know.
It instantly brings joy to me. Well, guess what? Maybe that he called me and asked if he could come by tonight. Not now.
Really?
But later. And do some stand-up. He said he has like 60 seconds worth of stand-up.
60? Like a full minute?
And he wants to perform it right up there on the stage.
Oh, I forgot you have a little stage there.
Well, no.
I hope he shows up.
I hope he does, too.
What are you going to say? What do I care?
Well, because I was trying to stay into the car. What do you care? What do you care, Paul? You never cared.
Nah, that guy, he probably won't be any good at stand-up.
Look, I'm happy to have him come. If he comes in, like, will he go up, you think?
he doesn't have the guts.
I don't think he will either.
I'd like to see him try it.
Well, when he comes, we'll see. So,
in fact, I'll say it. If he's listening right now, I want to say, Juice Bar Genie, you don't have the guts to come down here to Black Horse Motors.
Well, you know, can I tell you something? And here's why I'd rather you not do it. You know, we're going out live tonight. So what? He could show up. So maybe it's not.
You got that nervous.
Is that the time I... Oh,
well, what would I do if you got that nervous? You've never done a live...
What would I do if I got that nervous?
Well, I mean, for you, I don't care. I'm just worried today.
I'm going to lie. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say? Something funny because I heard Blake laugh. Whenever I keep talking and I hear Blake laugh, I know I missed something. Firing him.
You have headphones on.
I didn't hear
How
it, though.
How are you missing it?
I don't know.
Because you talk a lot and you listen a little.
You talk too much and you worry too much. You talk.
Hey, shut up, you face.
Hold on. I feel like I could sing better. Hold on. Maybe if I had more reverb, I could do it right. You talk too much. Let me try it again. Give me a lot of reverb.
You talk too much, but you never listen. You talk too much, but you never listen. You never listen. Never listen. Wow. Tom, that was beautiful.
Yeah. I felt that. It seems like I could sing better.
Is it just the reverb you think? Try it without the reverb.
You talk too much and...
Shut up. That's awful.
I know.
Will you try it again with the reverb?
Well, like a Johnny Cash song or something?
Yeah, anything.
Well, Katie, give me a lot of reverb.
It's a good amount.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
Todd, that's great.
I can just hold sounds open all the time.
Wow, you put some sauce on.
I just hold this piece of mine. Because you're mine.
What? That was...
I can't.
That was like Tibetan throat singing at the end.
People know. What does that mean? Oh, Blake, what are you, smarter than me? Oh, you crack up laughing at these highfalutin words to make me look stupid? I'd be surprised if you knew. He's like the Abercrombie and the blimp, you know. See, ah, what's he talking about, Blake?
Todd, it's like pussy.
He really didn't know. I know what he's talking about.
I know what it is.
It's like pussy. Remember the guy that didn't know what pussy looked like? What was our joke we had? He goes,
yeah, pussy. It's like a big, it's like gravel on the end of a stick.
I don't know if this guy's seen pussy.
No, I've seen it. It's like a pumpkin, mashed together with, a couple of cucumbers.
This guy has
it's
definitely.
It's pussy.
He's not seen pussy.
No.
Paul, there's no way he's seen pussy.
Wait.
Oh, you know what pussy looks like.
Yeah, of course. I think I know what he's trying to say.
Well, what does pussy look like?
No. You tell me. Tell me one more time. What does pussy look like?
Pussy, it's like, like when you get a good shovel and you put in the dirt and it's, nice and easy to get the dirt up.
That doesn't even make any sense.
No, that's pussy.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
No, he doesn't.
Well, okay, well, if you guys know, if you know what pussy is. Sorry. If you know what pussy is, then what's pussy?
It's, it's when, like
it's not
kid's...
when, it's a thing.
No, I know.
It's like marshmallows if you poured hot chocolate on it.
I know. It's like a child's drawing of the Empire State Building.
That's what I was saying.
I don't think you guys know what pussy is.
Well, if you know
I don't think you know what pussy is.
No, I know what pussy is. It's
what is it? Describe it.
It's like a bunch of marshmallows if you cut someone's hair over it and all the hair fell on the marshmallows.
Nice try.
I'm not stupid. I wish we could take calls to prove how fucking right I was. Okay, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I got to move on. We have a lot to talk about.
We have to move on.
It's an old radio trick. Tricking into people. We got a lot to talk about.
Let me do a
throw
to WCAU.
Oh, okay.
Are we all ready?
Yeah, sure.
The last living Clydesdale died today in a knife fight. Details after this.
WCAU-FM. Oh, Paul. We'll be back with Ben Curlin. No.
Hold on. Where's that?
Everyone, Todd needs his papers. Where are his papers?
No, we got a letter.
Where are Todd's papers?
Shut up. Hold on. Okay, I'm going to have to do it. Oh, here it is. So there's a letter. I wish we found this part on the podcast, but she's basically right. This has to do with, I think in this case we'll just explain what we meant, but I need you with me.
Sure.
And in the show... when we were talking about how politically correct isn't always bad, and that sometimes, it's right. An audience groans, and we'll go case by case.
Yeah.
We're not going to go, one day people are going to – I always go to.
Yes.
Oh, you won't be able to make fun of someone's hat. No, and that we'll say that's okay. It's just the hat. Relax. But we're not going to just write it all off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to say how some comedians must have back in the day – the first time an audience groaned, instead of going, maybe the audience is – it's hard for them to go, I think that audience might have been more open-minded and educated than me. It's easier to go, everybody's so PC.
Yeah.
And in that thing, I referenced that – I want to read it right off of here – that back then when a comedian would do the – here's what she said. Okay. I have to ask. Okay. Here a comedian, when they did a black voice, it was a throwaway comment. So what I meant, and she, by the way, I don't know if it's a right or wrong thing, but her confusion is justified, I think. I should have said comedians, and I might need your help here, we used to do a parody.
Yes.
Help me out
here. There was a stereotypical voice that it's like the voice that like Robin Williams used to do all the time, like, hey, man, what it is, kind of thing.
Like that's how, like, it's more offensive to me for some reason, and I'm Jewish, but when someone does it, like, if a Jewish person, they went, hey, what's the matter?
Yeah.
For some reason, that's stupid, but the black, when someone does, and here I go again trying to say it again, that overdone parody, where it comes from, when somebody does that, it just packs a bigger punch. It's just a hateful, but when he did it that night on the stage, and he would go, I think the bit was, someone's breaking in the house. I hear downstairs, hey, Mo, what's going on down here? I'm breaking into your house.
Yeah.
The audience knows, who else would, break into your house? It'd have to be. So I'm bouncing around saying it when I'm saying is so right. He's insinuating who else would break into your house but a black guy.
Yeah.
So I do the black guy voice. So the first night an audience went and gasped in justifiable horror. That's my goal. And she said, which I think rightfully so, because I didn't say it right, it sounded like I just passed by a black guy's voice. without saying in the context of how I was doing it.
I see, yes.
It was just as bad as when I was referencing the comedian do it, because I didn't explain, you know, what I mean by that voice, by a voice that was often
it's
done.
It's a specific thing.
Yes.
It's not just,
did we do this justice, or will she hear this and go, no, they're still saying, what if she goes, no, my same question is, what do you mean a black guy's voice? That means she didn't hear anything we said.
Well, look, again, you know, you can put it out there, and people's interpretation of it is entirely different. I did these blogs for New York Magazine online, where I recapped American Idol, and it was horrible, and it's a horrible show, and it was really hard to watch. And
hold on, you're not going to be spreading any of that rhetoric around here. We're a sponsor of that show. Get this fucking guy out of here. I got to fucking listen to this shit. Paul Tompkins coming in here. You can go fuck yourself, Paul. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Nerdish Channel. We'll be back. Can't come in here doing that shit. I escort him to the door. Take a break. We'll be right back. You fucking shit me.
WCAU, I love you.
You know that happened somewhere. Somebody came into a show, said something. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Gay marriage. Come on, spread that horseshit gay stuff down at your comedy club. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Have you ever tried singing this yet?
Have I tried singing this? I have not sung it.
Can you try?
Welcome to John's phone.
It sounds like somebody's...
Won't you leave a message?
Well, someone sent us in, and I inspired them to do this on their outgoing machine.
He'll get back to you when he can.
Is inspired the right word?
He.
Time permitting, have a conversation.
Faded out. I don't know why we played that. I got lost there. I was trying to go to a commercial, and then you played that. I forgot we even had that. Some listener sent us in. All right. Take a break.
Thank God we heard it. I forgot we even had that. Oh, I forgot we even had that.
Okay, hold on.
Files.
Welcome.
Thank God it was unearthed.
Oh, my
Taken
God.
Taken out of the Disney vault.
Woo. Hold on. Welcome to my world. Have I ever asked you to try to sing that? You did it as the juice guy. Your
that's
racist
correct.
Juice guy that you love so much.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Here's what I want to do. I think that juice guy might show up because I see him.
No.
I see someone driving around.
Oh my
the
God!
Block. Well, let's do this.
Look at that crazy car.
I found some songs. Okay, give me a second.
It looked that car.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
It says juice.
It looks like a giant genie lamp, right? On wheels.
Can you play?
Did that make it less racist?
You just go completely. Now, what about this? You know, I'm so quick to make fun of Jared 1987 and teach Bung. You know what I want to do? I wish we knew his real name because I could reference it. But I will feel better when I put my head in the pillow tonight. I think he knows, for whatever it's worth, that I think there's, this sounds really cheesy, but I do believe it. I just vision someone that there's so much good in them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not where I thought that call would ever go. Just the fact, and I don't know why. I remember when I went to bed that night, I thought there's somewhere that kid's got good in him. And I want to, like, I would love to follow his story. I hope he graduates and fucking does great things because he was able to open up that one day.
How old was he?
22.
Was he a young guy? 22? Yeah.
I think there's really greatness in him.
People can change if they want to change.
Yeah. I don't know why, but I smell it. And why? Why'd I even be saying it if it wasn't true? I just have some instincts, the tone in
his
voice.
Well, that doesn't, hold on a second. That logic doesn't follow. Well, why would I be saying if it wasn't true?
Because why do I smell it? What did I get? Why did I smell that this is a good...
Because he was willing to have a dialogue with you about it.
He was willing
in an open and mature way.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right, Todd. Exactly.
Why don't you do that? I talk to your wife.
I can't do it. I'm a closed-minded person.
Well,
I've got my mind made up for life.
You know what? Did you ever think of not being that way?
I can't... Todd...
Try not to
maybe
be...
you don't get what closed-minded means... I can't even think about that.
I know, but why don't you try to open up your mind and
Todd,
try to be...
Todd, my mind is closed.
Okay,
don't you
Paul,
get this?
Can you listen, though? Even though your mind's closed, can you listen?
I'll listen, but I can't hear anything you're saying. So go ahead.
Why don't you try to keep an open mind?
Todd, my mind is closed.
Oh, I can't hear either.
See?
This why is what it's don't like. You try to change?
Because I've already
How do you
decided
hear me?
I'm not going to do it. So, wait, case closed.
I know, but you can reopen the case.
Can't do it. Can't do it, Todd.
You're saying you can't do it.
That's right, because I'm not going to do it.
All right.
It's very simple.
You're being stupid.
Oh, now that is unkind.
So this is some songs that I found that someone told me we're going to go in for the clothes.
Now, what did someone tell you? What did someone tell you about me?
What do we get paid for that? I want a check. I'm playing one jingle at a time until we get checks.
The Gamefly commercials, I think, are my favorite.
Gamefly. Oh. That's Lynn Shore. Oh, we have a
that
show.
That was scary.
Today we're going to end our show right, and we're going in for the close, but then we have a second show. It's going to be fun. Mm. Blake, for this bit, you have to just go along with it. Blake Wexler is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Well, he yells a lot.
Yeah.
And he called into the show. Can we play it real quick? I feel like this isn't really utilizing you to your best, but when we come back, it's going to be all Paul Tompkins.
Oh, okay. I like to know that.
Hey, Tom, it's Blake. As you know, I'm currently staying in a rehabilitation center for rageaholics, and I'm not even kidding. It's been amazing for me. I've been here for 3 weeks, and
they're very serious.
I'm finally getting help.
Rageaholic.
I've never felt better, Todd, and I have to. I mean, it's all thanks to you. Wow. I mean,
he hooked up some sort of life support system.
He has a really a problem with rage. It's the type where you have to be on a heart monitor.
Debilitating.
Yes.
Debilitating rage.
Yeah, but he's calling in. He sounds like he's doing pretty good. For this bit,
for the bit, he sounds perfectly fine.
He sounds great. Mm. Hey, as long as he keeps talking like a gentleman like this, I think I want to hear his message.
Free and clear.
Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, it's Blake. as you know, I'm currently staying in a rehabilitation center for rageaholics.
Oh, they just put him on the machine.
I'm not even kidding. It's been amazing for me. I've been here for 3 weeks, and I'm finally getting help. I've never felt better, Todd, and I have to. I mean, it's all thanks to you. Wow, I mean, Todd, I know I've said terrible things in the past, but you're my favorite comic.
Oh, that's
you're my
nice.
Role model.
That's
very
nice. It is nice.
Heck, you're my hero, and I've just.
Well. Excuse me, Mr. Blake. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
who
was
that totally other person?
No, I mean, you were interrupting a very heartfelt message
But
best
listen to what he's dealing with.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I was clearly on the phone, but that's fine.
Oh, he sounds
life
good.
Is so
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
That was.
I feel like that would have set
a little
him off
annoying,
before.
But
thank you.
Wow,
you're welcome.
I lost my train of thought. Okay, Todd. Well, again, thank you. Wanted to thank you.
I think he is
you
fighting
know,
it.
I love all you guys at the show, and I really, really miss you guys.
Oh no,
and
no, he's fine.
I can't
good.
Wait. You know, to come back. You know, as the new me, the new happy, calm Blake. So, I hope everything's good, and I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds very
all right,
positive.
Thank you
and
so
hopeful.
Much.
It actually
Bye,
does.
Yeah,
it actually does.
Sorry
oh, wait.
For whoa, whoa.
There's that sexy nurse again.
Oh, it's time for what? You to fucking interrupt me again? Who the fuck made an idiot like you a nurse here?
He doesn't know that
he's
dead.
God.
Yeah, that's my bedpan. Clean that shit up, you fucking
wait.
Servant with a hat on. God damn it. What's wrong?
Why is he in a cave?
Is that your diploma? Give that to me. Damn it! Hey, give it. Oh, I don't want to give you my diploma. I'm in terror. Your goddamn diploma. Oh, you went to a state school. Then it won't matter if I do this.
Why is she carrying her diploma around?
He's wrinkling it up.
Yeah, cry. Cry. Bring out those tears. Here, give them to me. Yeah, I'm rubbing them on my face. Oh, God, I love the feel of tears on my face.
Oh,
they belong to my nurse. You stupid... Dumbass nurse.
This sounds like the old Blake to me.
You couldn't be a doctor? Of course you couldn't. You're dumb.
What seems to be the problem?
Oh, the doctor.
Now, who's that guy?
Wait, pause this.
Come here,
can you pause it without starting it over? He doesn't know that the phone, I think, is off the hook.
Oh.
So the doctor's coming in now.
He thought he hung up, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. He doesn't really know.
That's embarrassing for him.
We should call. No, we'll do it next week. We'll call him and act like we never heard this. How you doing?
Yes.
Okay, keep playing.
We'll trap him, right?
Yes. You got it? Well, we don't
need... Todd.
No, we don't need to hear that. I heard enough of that. He's not okay.
I hope they all get out of that cave okay.
Yeah, it does sound like he's in like a poor hospital.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, they probably have no furniture.
You know, typical
no
Jew hospital.
Right.
I just say that. I don't learn anything. No. Is that funny what I just did? Is that funny or is that not funny?
What, typical Jew hospital?
I don't know what's funny anymore.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Oh,
you're
Blake.
Jewish.
What did you get here?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Blake. No, when did you get here?
I thought you were in the cave hospital.
No. I blacked out the past 3 weeks. So I don't remember anything. Oh. Did something happen?
Hi, it's Jen Kirkman. Hey, boy, you guys are good.
All right. That was Jen Kirkman. I'm not even making up. I swear to God, that was Jen Kirkman.
Somebody come over here and fuck me in my pussy.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jen.
Jen.
Language.
Oh, Paul, we fucked and you know it.
Jen? That is... Whoa, hold on.
She's being flirty.
You got some big muscles there.
Now, would that be... Does that sound like me? All right. Okay, here's what I got to do, and then this is going to be the end. What? Yeah, well, we're going to end with... there's some songs I found that Andy Kindler said that you wrote, and that's how we'll go.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on.
All right.
But
you know I'm upfront about the songs that I've written.
Well, you certainly are.
Proud.
Some of these, to be honest...
I'm proud to claim ownership of these songs.
No, some of these, to be honest, you might not be.
We'll see.
So here we go in for the close, mm-hmm. and then part... Well, not part two. Friday. Hey, everybody. Well, it's Friday.
Friday.
TGI.
Friday.
It's the Friday song. We sing it every Friday. Come on over here. It's Friday. It's the Wacky Friday song. Come on.
Wacky Friday. Wacky Friday. Wacky, wacky Friday. Wacky, 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 wacky Friday. It's wacky, 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 wacky Friday. Wacky, 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 wacky Friday.
Yeah. Woo. Now let's check in with the black guy with the weather.
You know what? That's going to cost me a listener. By the way, what you said about that did not fall on deaf ears. I want you to know, no matter what you think, to George Carlin, that letter, first of all, and oh, so glad I said this.
I am too.
She wrote a letter intelligently as a person that let me accept it and take it in. There's a way to write a letter. Everybody wants to say, oh, you just get one bad, you know, comment, even though we know it should never bother us. But they want to go, oh, just because you got a bad comment or a bad or correction. Not at all. That's why when I get a correction that is well written, I go, this proves you can seem kind in an email.
Yeah.
This woman wanted to say, I'm not writing your whole being off, but you said something that bothered me, and I can intelligently approach you with it.
Yes.
And I want to approach her back with the same intelligence you approached me. So, you know, obviously, if you know the show and we're silly, but I think you can, through all the silliness, say, but they meant what they said. And if we said it wrong again, I'll re-say it. I don't mind keep chewing it up.
Absolutely.
Because as we said, nothing ever happens from just writing it off right away. That's never how progression happens, by taking what you hear and going, no, I'm evolved already. Ain't you adorable? You thought I could evolve myself more. By the way, that voice says exactly what you're saying. You want me to stop saying a word? Oh, no, it's adorable. You thought I could still grow. No, I'm all grown. You cute little... You thought I could keep growing.
Oh, my God.
Right, so... Oh, my God. So we have to close. This is what we're doing. We're going to do goodbye, motherfucker. Do you know who Stephen Lynch is?
Yes.
Well, it's just in an interview. Me and Jim Gaffigan were listening to these songs. He used to be a teacher, and he...
Jim Gaffigan or Stephen Lynch?
Stephen Lynch, and he wrote songs to help kids remember history. So we...
The history of Jim Gaffigan?
No. What are you? You're the dumbest guy in the world?
Look, I'm just trying to follow your story.
You're the dumbest guy in the world. You ready?
Stephen Lynch used to teach Jim Gaffigan.
No. You have to start all
God
over.
God damn it, Tom.
Paul, I got how much time? What are we at? What's the mile marker?
I have no idea.
Okay, so we're
oh my God, no, we're outside time.
It's just
that's how long we've been
like
doing.
2 hours. Two hours, maybe?
No, I don't have that much time to explain this to you. But hold on, Jim. I was with Jim Gaffigan.
Right.
Where are you at this point? Because I want to make sure I didn't lose you.
You and Jim Gaffigan are together.
Okay, we're listening to a Stephen Lynch. We're googling some of his songs on YouTube. Mm. We found one of them, and it said, "What are you doing that for?"
I'm confused.
Okay, I'm going to make it easier. Okay. I wasn't with Jim Gaffigan. Just forget that. I know that sounds weird. And oh God, that was worse to tell him. I was listening to a Stephen Lynch song on YouTube. And he was talking about when he was a teacher, he would write... Stephen Lynch wrote these songs to help teach his kids when he was a teacher.
Okay. And Jim Gaffigan sang them?
Paul, are you shitting me? Do you swear to God you're really this confused?
Todd, I'm just trying to follow your convoluted story.
Okay, fuck forget about Jim Gaffigan. Not that I don't like him, but in this story, stop talking about Jim Gaffigan. It doesn't exist.
I'll stop talking about Jim Gaffigan, whom you brought up.
Stephen Lynch
okay.
used to be a teacher and wrote these songs to help teach his students.
That's right.
All right, here's one I remember, okay? This is Ben Franklin. Ben Franklin went out one night, tied a key to the end of a kite. Electricity struck so bright, write it down, motherfuckers.
And then he wrote this.
A dude named Orville Wright told his bro, let's invent flight. So Wilbur said, aight, write it down, motherfucker.
Then he wrote this.
Abe Lincoln led the nation, freed slaves from the plantation.
Right. Immense a motherfucking proclamation, write it down, yeah, 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 maps.
And then he wrote this.
Gandhi is what you
all right,
said.
You get the point. Now, so I asked Blake to write one because I can't get him out of my head. So I wanted to put, I wanted Blake to have the opportunity to write some. So we Lynn sung two that Blake wrote.
Where's Jim Gaffigan fit into this? I don't understand.
Paul, Jim Gaffigan didn't. Paul, I thought you were joking before. Jim Gaffigan has nothing to do with this. Listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. Okay. Stephen Lynch.
Yeah.
Does musical? It does comedy, comedic songs.
Yeah.
I'm on a stop already and ask where you think I'm at.
Stephen Lynch writes musical songs.
He wrote these songs to help teach kids.
Kidgets.
If I fucked up a word now, he's not going to forget the kidgets.
Jim Gaffigan.
Why do you keep saying
Jim? Can you mention Jim Gaffigan?
Paul,
why did you talk about Jim Gaffigan?
I didn't. Okay, you're right. That was about.
Why did you talk about Jim Gaffigan?
Don't anybody let him cry. I'm not stopping him.
Why?
Stop.
Why
him.
Did you let talk him. About Jim Gaffigan?
He does this to get us to apologize. Let him cry. Let's see how long he'll cry.
Why did you talk about Jim Gaffigan? I thought this song was going to be about Hot Pockets. Why did you mention him? And then he never came up with the story.
All right, I'll give in. Paul, you win.
All right.
Jim Gaffigan used to be a teacher.
Thank you.
And he wrote songs to help the kids learn.
That's right.
They're the ones we just heard.
Okay.
So I asked Blake, like, play Blake's.
Fast food is yummy. It doesn't cost too much money. Be careful, it could give you a big tummy. Write it down, motherfucker.
You understand?
Yeah. So you like this thing that somebody else did, and you're like,
how can I
do
it?
I want more of those.
Right.
I'm going to outsource it to somebody else.
And then he wrote this.
At the end of March, Todd is at Helium Comedy Club in Philly. Come watch him be silly. Blake Wexler is opening, so don't dilly-dilly. Buy those tickets, motherfuckers.
I don't know, Blake.
Did Blake pluralize his own first name?
Well, Lynn.
I think he said Blake's Wexler.
It's a slant rhyme.
Do you want to do one more?
Wait, that was... Hold on a second. That was you, Lynn?
Yeah. Oh, then he wrote it, then
Blake
Lynn
wrote
sang
it, and then Lynn was forced to sing it.
Well, he's not forced. He enjoys it.
Wait.
There's no way. Come on. Let me hear one.
I have one from young Jake Adams.
Okay, oh. Oh.
And this is true.
I grew up with a mom who was a lesbian. That's what made me a comedian. But now she has a boyfriend. I'm confused, motherfuckers.
That is confusing.
By the way, that makes me laugh because I talked to him before the show and I know that it's true.
And your mom should be ashamed of herself.
She should be.
Going out she with other be. Women. Come on. Yes. Let's not get fucking nuts. You tell your mom to call into the show, we'll fix her. You should.
It's Adam and Eve, not Thelma and Louise.
Guess what, Paul? We're going to play these songs. Thank you.
Okay, you didn't even give me a fucking chance to guess, Todd.
What?
You said, guess what, and then you announced we're going to play these fucking songs.
All right, guess what? Was that Jim Gaffigan?
Jim Gaffigan's coming over?
Jim Gaffigan's our guest. We'll be right back with Jim. Okay, so as we go to, because we're going to do this and then just say goodnight. So I like to say goodbye now. That way when we are doing our fun thing at the end. Chris, with all your illness, the flu, you did a great job. And I hope you feel better. And you tell Mikey I hope he feels better. I hope he listens to this and feels better. This show makes people feel better. I get the cards. like you do?
Apparently some people feel worse.
That is true, too.
Yeah. It's kind of what the whole show was about.
It was. Well, no, I didn't.
You made people feel bad.
You think so? That's all you. That's how you take everything I do. You
that's make the moral here. Feel bad. The moral, you know, here is you make people feel bad.
I do worry sometimes that the listeners think people. I sound like a broken record. There are people. This podcast gives you, it makes you realize, connect to a lot of awesome people. And here's what I feel like sometimes they feel like. And it's almost, it's very endearing. They're like, ignore those people and then we'll have something special. If we just stop, he goes, you, but I pay attention to them in a fun way. I don't want to bullshit. Sometimes it angers me, but also I find it intriguing to get into their minds, but I also get, I hear what you're saying when you write those nice tweets or an email. You go, you're saying, don't let it jeopardize what you think's funny because we're with you. And I get that.
Can I say,
I'm glad I said that.
Todd, would you? I mean,
oh, you're right. You're right, Todd.
You have to let me talk.
You're right. Go.
I mean, I have a lot of love to give.
Okay, go ahead.
I would say to people who when they're trying to be supportive, but it always comes off a little annoyed. Like, hey, ignore people that say negative things. And I would say to those people, you have to understand that if you put yourself in a public forum as we have done, you get a mountain of people saying shit all the time. And sometimes it's hard to ignore it because you're only human. And sometimes it's like somebody could catch you on a bad day and you could ignore 100 dumbass things that people say. But it's the 101st that's like, ugh, you got me at a bad time. You know,
right.
I've gotten better at it. I've gotten better at it over the years. But still, every once in a while, I maybe didn't get enough sleep that night, and somebody – I wake up, and like the first thing I see is some shitty thing that somebody wrote online. So it's – believe me, we are trying to ignore it as much as possible.
But I think –
you can't all the time.
I think as we say often, we hope what we say doesn't fall on deaf ears. Just – and I know this seems a little over – maybe a little cheesy, but for the people that write that stuff, I think what they're saying, hopefully, is they would – if they heard what you just said, they'd go, no, we get it. We're just saying don't let it – like. Let it bother you a little and then move past it. And they're right. Like, don't and I do that. As much as I love to make fun of it sometimes, it's all don't know that that's sort of fun for me, too.
I feel like people are trying to tell me how to live.
Thank you. I don't want to be – I shouldn't cough into the mic. It's rude. So on Monday, we're going to have a show where we talk about – we have to come up with a new word for the for gay. I can't say it. I thought I'd get used to it by now. I swear to you, I'm not. I thought, stop it already. You can say it.
So I have to come up with a new word for you to say.
Well, for everybody. For everybody. I think I could have this spread worldwide.
Right.
And you won't believe what it's going to be. And we'll find out Monday. We'll find out Monday. So, Paul, you wrote some songs. Katie, thank you for stopping by. And I'm doing Katie's show on March 15th.
That's right.
Thursday's at the Palace. Blake's hosting it.
Look at that. You're a professional host. You know what you're doing?
Very much so.
There you go.
You just oddthursdays.tumblr.com or follow me, KT_money on Twitter.
If you want to follow a young comedian, you go, you know what? I want to get the tweets. What is a 1 year in comedian tweet? What's this? I want to follow this guy's career because his tweets are going to evolve as he evolves.
Right.
That's what's going to happen.
Ideally.
Do you have a Twitter, Jake?
I do.
What is it?
J Adams Comic.
Couldn't be simpler.
Folks, you want to piss Daniel Kino off, and I don't think it's right. Every single fucking person, get Jake's. What is it again? We'll put it on the website.
J Adams Comic.
Follow Jake.
I'm going to do it right now.
Until he surpasses Blake. Blake.
I'm already past Daniel.
Fuck it, Blake too.
Blake too.
Oh.
Put them both in the fucking
Crush them both.
Lynn, you know, Daniel's really going to not like that, I have a feeling. Lynn, thank you. Without you, I would have no jingles, which means I would be depressed. the guy who did the news thing, you know, the news, the FM, the guy that made the news thing, he knew what he was doing. Like,
Hold on a second. The guy that made the news thing.
Yeah, he went, we're standing outside. Play that again. Because that's what we're going to
do. Oh, yes. Okay. No, don't play it again.
No.
Do not play that again, Chris. You do not play that again.
Chris,
don't do it.
Okay. I'll tell you why we have to play it again. Play it again. No? No?
I'm standing out of building.
Listen closely. I'll tell you
when
why.
News happens. The Todd Glass news team will be somewhere around.
If she had been staying in this hotel, we would have been dealing with
it. Telling you.
He took drops and made them in the news clip. So I want us all to do one or two of them so he can take them all. Like, it's all about nothing. Like, in other words.
Who starts?
We're not out
outside the building right now, but if we were, the flames would be about approximately...
Like drops that he can just make nothing out of something. Okay, so Blake, you have one?
Someone told us a thing happened, but we're not sure because someone said it didn't.
No one could be reached for comment, and comments are not forthcoming from no one.
Our team was there with over...
Hold on.
Our team was there with 17 of our reporters. When we got back, we found out mountains of stuff we're going to pass on to you tonight at 11.
I don't know if that was a good one. Anybody else? Just
I like the promise of mountains of stuff.
I didn't want to laugh because I don't want to fuck it up.
Professional, exactly.
I want to be professional.
I understand.
Blake, you have one.
Blake, go again.
This guy is
we're going around the horn. Go.
He's going to take them and he's going to put together bum 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 like a news for the Todd.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. It's funny and informative.
10 tigers are loose from the zoo. Maybe they were just cats. We'll find out later.
Has to be more vague.
Huh?
Maybe they were just cats. Oh.
It's a show that goes ahead of all shows. It's a show that will live in infamy.
Did I say that right? Infamy.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. I think that's it. So here's we go to the close. Katie's show, Lynn Shore. Oh, Lynn's other friend, you have a business you want to plug?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Nah, guy's an asshole.
Nice. Follow Sunil on Twitter.
You bring an asshole like that in here, Lynn? I don't like him.
He brought a genie like, though. So
come on now. You know what? We don't need to be. So, Paul, these are some songs.
Am I too late?
Oh, it's him.
Am I too late for Dude Comedy?
It's the juice guy.
Oh, hello, Constable.
Is it too late? Or?
I think he could go up and tell a few jokes.
Can you know, let me
hold on. Time.
I want people to support, because let me tell you, we're going to do another show after this.
Wow.
I want people. Hold on 1 second, juice guy.
So many shows.
I love this fucking guy. I love him. If people knew how much I loved him, they would know that we're not making fun of him. This guy is lovable.
Thank you.
I mean, but you are lovable.
Thank you very much.
Okay, hold on 1 second, though. Okay, you don't have to do that. I don't know if you... Is that seriously? We are so running so over, but Katie said, you know what? Let the juice guy up. I want you to go to that show on March 15th or every week. Say the name of the place again.
It's the show's called Odd Thursdays. It's at the Palace at 2112 Hillhurst Avenue in Los Feliz.
This Chinese restaurant?
Very good Chinese restaurant.
Hold on. Let me put the mic up.
MSG?
No MSG. That's the correct answer, right?
I listen to the show in my Genie Lab car.
Hold on, juice guy.
And I hear there is open mic happen to it.
Well, it's not really an open mic, no, but we're going to let you go.
I get speeding ticket to come be here to do comedy.
You talk about it up here.
What? I follow you?
Well, how do you want to be introduced? Come on over here. Hold on.
Seriously. A&E's comedy on the road.
We'll take a break, but I just want to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll
how
cut
you
this
want
out.
Me to introduce you?
Andy's Comedy on the Road, MTV Half Hour Comedy Hour.
Did you honestly do those shows?
No, it's not bullshit.
Oh, it's just like a joke. Okay, I get it.
Andy's Evening at the Improv.
Yes, how do you know these shows?
From cable television in my country.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. A&E, I'll just say A&E, I'll make it nice.
Just say A&E.
What do you want me
also
to do?
Also in the Learning Channel.
Oh, shut up.
And say that I'm a hoarder.
Why would that be funny?
It's a popular show.
Oh, you were on the hoarder. It's a credit. The guy was, he's a hoarder. That's not a credit. All right, okay. What do you want me to say your name?
Just say Juice Margini.
Juice Margini?
They will know.
Is that okay? Because okay, all right. I hope the crowd knows it. Well, we got a special treat tonight here at the George Carlin Room. I've been wanting a George Carlin Room for so long. This gentleman, you might have seen him on A&E. Also, you might have seen him on the wonderful hit show Hoarders. Please welcome a very funny man, Juice Margini, everybody.
It's nice to be here at the George Carlin Room, on top automobile showroom. How many people in the audience have a spouse? Oh!
Yeah!
Now, how many people in the audience are happy in life? Less people. Let me tell you a story from where I work. The customer come in and say, why don't you smile?
Oh, he tells stories from his life.
Just all the time scowling. Why I give you money for fresh produce like banana or the pear when you scowl like a monster from infernal pit. And I say, you are the mud-faced demon soul. I spit on you, go away to a place.
He doesn't know how to do good comedy. He just gets angry.
Why are people not laughing? What?
All right.
Okay, well, that's all my time, I guess. So,
okay, there you go. Thanks. Woo!
Oh, thank you.
How good job.
That was
very good.
For Juice Martini, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah! Juice Martini.
Oh, you sell merchandise?
Hey, Juice Martini sells merchandise after the show.
He's a very forward thinker. Okay, Paul. We got a few songs to play, and then we're saying goodbye. We plug the show.
We're still going
to
do the songs.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Then we'll take a little break.
You know what? Fuck it.
Fuck it. Okay. Play. Did you? We're gonna fly through this. We're going to fly through this. Did you write this song?
Let's hear it.
Song about pussy. One, two, three, four. P-U-S-S-Y. The more I hear and show is your pie.
Yeah.
P-U-S-S-Y. You wrote that?
Yeah.
When?
What time is it?
You just wrote it. Are you embarrassed?
I wrote
this
afternoon.
Are you more embarrassed of that song, or should I be more embarrassed that I'm even playing this on the show, acting like asking if it's your song? Is this bit worse than the question?
I think there's a lot of embarrassment to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's I think we should all shoulder it equally.
Oh, maybe you're trying to get me to not play the next song. I heard you wrote this song, Bonnie McFarlane. This is the truth, I swear to God.
And the name of the song is Bonnie McFarlane?
No, it's called Boobies. Did you write it?
Yeah.
Did you write this song?
When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy.
Yes, this is...
All right.
Yes.
You said you wrote it last week. I wanted to see if you're fucking lying.
Why would I lie?
I don't know what you do, Paul.
You know what, Todd? You don't know what I do.
I don't know what you do once you leave here. What happens when you go back to your house? You and your wife? like there's ever been any...
Get your toothbrush. Brush, brush, brush my teeth.
Oh, no. Sorry, stop it. That's Aunt wrote that. Why would I even give him a credit? I'm going to erase that, and I swear to God I will. Out to George Carlin, that's getting cutted. I don't even want to give him the blessing of mentioning his name. But what's this song right here? One more song.
Oh, in some of my songs I have casually mentioned.
Did you write that? Play the last one, the world's
dirtiest
song.
Was that just casually mentioned?
Yes. Yeah, you wrote that?
Yeah. It's called Casually Mentioned.
Did you write this? This is Teddy Bear. Oh, what happened?
Oh, it's probably in the Smithsonian.
I'm pulling out everything. Paul, we're going to a close. It was a weird close.
Todd, this whole experience has been weird. I'm scared.
What do you do when I believe you'd be honest. We're done.
Okay.
How do we take it
friends.
Out? No. Oh
what?
My God, you could save us. You could save us. You have it? What, this song here? Did you write this?
There was an old farmer who lived on a rock.
Todd,
he sat in the meadow.
Last time I was here, you asked me if I wrote this.
What did you say?
I said, yes, of course I wrote this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Why?
Listen, you wrote the whole song, Paul.
Yes.
There came a young lady.
Why would I?
What, I just
listen.
Half
of it?
Listen. I'm going to stop it somewhere. Get ready.
She pulled up her dress and she showed them her...
What'd she show them, Paul?
You know, showed them
she sat on the grass and showed them her...
her ass.
Ruffles and laces and...
Oh, really? I thought you wrote it. Listen more, Paul.
She said she was learning a new way to...
Play it.
It's been a while since I've listened to it.
Really?
You know, I wrote it so long ago, I don't...
Bring up her children so they would not spit while the boys in the barnyard were shoveling...
Shit. Right? So,
oh, they're shoveling shit.
No, that's what they
said.
Hold
on, hold on. They... Bring... Shoveling their shit. Is that what they say?
I think that was
Paul,
the recording.
Paul, you wrote the song. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing here. I got a call from Andy Kindler. 7 o'clock in the morning. He usually calls me at night when the phone rang. I thought it was a little weird. I let it go to voicemail, as I always do. And then I called him back the next morning. He answered the phone. He seemed very pleasant. Was very respectful. And he said, I have a bone to pick with you. It's not something you did wrong, but it's something somebody on your show did. And I listened with open ears. He told me that the song, The Dirtiest Song in the World, was written by him, and that you were not being honest with us here on the show. And we talked on the phone. I told you what he said. And you called me back. 5 days later, I recorded the call, and next week, on the Todd Glass Show, so Paul left a message, we had a little yelling going on, there was some screaming, as I don't like to do, but the conversation got out of control. You will not believe... Out of all inflammatory words, after the conversation that we had on this show, you will not believe what Paul Tompkins told me, said to me, hollered at me, and berated me. And we'll play it next week on the Todd Glass Show.
WCAU-FM.
The radio station.
Well, the show is over. Okay, what? I'm in Washington. I have a little bit of a cold, if you hear it in my voice. I'm in Washington, D.C. Katie, can't you put a little music under my voice right now to make it sound better? Little piano music in the background. I'm in Washington. You don't have to do that, Katie. I'm in Washington, D.C. right now, and me and Rory Scovel are working here together, and we had a fun show tonight. A lot of podcast listeners were in the crowd tonight, and they're great. They really are great. There were so many cool people. Two guys in the first row, just were me and Rory were saying, you could just tell when no one else, when there were other people in the audience that weren't with us, we looked down, they were boom, right with us. And a lot of pockets like that. Ended up talking to some of them after the show. They were really cool. And this Monday, what, 3 days from now? I dropped an individual episode. Me and Paul F. Tompkins, we talk about the Marc Maron situation. I didn't want to drop it as the regular episode. I just thought, you know what, it was more of a serious episode, and I was glad that Paul F. Tompkins was there with me to talk about it, because, you know, a month has gone by, and I just had a lot of, you know, emails that I started to read. I was so backed up on, and then I've been reading these emails. I only got a chance to read a few of them on the air, but I read hundreds and hundreds of them, and it just made me have a lot to talk about, so I was more comfortable just dropping it as a separate episode on Monday. And then next Friday, well, this Friday coming up, in a week from today, there was somebody that tweeted some stuff, and I always just felt like, oh, it'd be fun to talk to just a random Twitter person. Just guess, what do you think they're about? You might be wrong, you might be right. I don't think there's any running theme through every person that tweets. And I don't mean we dislike your show or anything like that. I mean just a 10 being the meanest, just 10 of viciousness. Maybe a 9 in case you're listening. It was just a vicious thing. What would it be like to talk on the phone? To not yell at them. What a waste of time. By the way, I think that is the difference between me and maybe somebody else that goes, oh, if I saw that person, what I would say. No, I'm not going to get anything done. He, in all fairness, didn't yell at me. I didn't yell at him. We talked. He was a gentleman. I was polite. And the conversation went somewhere, which surprised me. And I think it'll surprise you. So there we go. I probably tilted it a little, maybe not. I'm starting to talk like, for real like that radio guy. The conversation took a turn, and you won't believe where it went. No, I don't want to overset it up. All right, everybody, bye. You're great.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.